High school football is on the air. HavenFootball.net is pleased to present tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's game is between the 1-5 Conestoga Pioneers and your 3-3 Strathaven Panthers.
Rolling out to his right is Fisher. Looking, has a man out there. It is caught for a touchdown by Dan Reeves. Fisher's going to keep it and go. He squirts out of the pile, and Jake Fisher's going to go 30 yards for the score.
Tonight's game is sponsored by Steve Tobbs Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, right in downtown Swarthmore. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Berman's Medical Supplies, the medical supplies you need when you need them. Wilson's for all your oil and propane needs, right here in Wallingford. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961, located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Here are tonight's internet announcers, the voices of the Strathaven Panthers, Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, and Mike Mayer.
As I sit here tonight pregame, looking back at highlight films from 2013, feels a little strange that it's been this long since Strathaven's made the trip up to Berwyn to take on Conestoga. It was 2013. None of these current players were in high school. And so tonight, Strathaven and Conestoga will go head-to-head here at Conestoga High for the first time in quite a while. All new faces, new face on the Conestoga sideline from in the last few years, and certainly Coach Kevin Clancy building towards his 300th career win, and we're looking for yet another entertaining game between the Pioneers and Panthers, ready to get going in about 10 minutes here on HavenFootball.net. Good evening, everybody. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play, and it's been a while, but it's been... Over the years, have had some very interesting, very exciting games between the Pioneers and Panthers, and tonight we hope is no different. Strathaven comes in after a big-time win last week against Pencrest to win the Media Bowl trophy to move their record to 3-3 after a short two-game losing streak, now trying to win their second in a row and solidify a spot in the 5A District 1 playoffs. Strathaven looking to be in good shape at the moment. If the playoffs were to start today, they'd be in the mix as the 12 seed out of 16, but certainly looking to do better than that over the next 4 weeks of the regular season. Conestoga, on the other hand, just one win on the young season. Just a second-year head coach in Marquise Weeks, Conestoga alumni, former star at the University of Virginia, and for a short time played with the Seattle Seahawks and Denver Broncos in the NFL. But Coach Weeks back here at his alma mater as of a couple years ago, trying to turn some things around, and has a good roster with good size, some good talent, and certainly hoping to give the Panthers their money's worth over the next 48 minutes of football. So with that, I'd like to bring in the webmaster and color commentator and everything else, doing like everything else on HavenFootball.net. Mike Mayer, big win for the Panthers last week. They kept it on the ground, ran for over 300 yards, shared the ball between four or five different ball carriers, and really it was a signature win for the Panthers in hopes of really getting some momentum here through October.
That's really, I don't have to say anything else. That was all I was going to say, Brian. Thanks a lot. No, that was exactly. We were looking for a decisive win. We wanted a dominant performance. Because with Pencrest coming in, they had lost to the same teams we had lost to. They had won to the same teams we had beaten. You know, it was hard to say exactly what they had for a team and how good or not so good they might have been. And I felt that for Haven to proceed and look for a playoff berth, to really feel they had a shot at a playoff berth and could do some damage in a playoff environment, they had to win decisively. And quite frankly, I think this is deja vu all over again. I think we're going to have to see the same thing. Conestoga's had his troubles. They're still trying to find themselves. They've switched quarterbacks. They're looking to find a formula that will work for them. And they've been having their troubles with it. So I'm looking for Haven to come in, play the same kind of football, you know, do some passing, hard running, which you've seen for the last several weeks, mistake-free for the most part. I want to see a few penalties. I want to see no fumbles, no interceptions. I just want to see a good, active, growing team because as we go through the rest of the season, the key will be to tune up really for the playoffs, and that's what I'm looking forward to every game now. And we should win out. You know, that's the expectation, except for when we run into our last game of the season, Marple Newtown. That may be something else. But, again, yeah, nothing is a given, and yeah, I'm certainly not taking away from any teams we're going to play, including Radnor and Upper Darby. Both, I think, have the potential to beat us if we don't play our best game. So, you know, there's a lot ahead of us to do, but I think we're in the right track and certainly in the right direction.
Certainly in the right direction. And Conestoga trying to get some direction themselves. Again, a new quarterback, well, relatively new, Cameron Marcus, the junior, has played in most of the last two games now at quarterback, replacing senior quarterback who has moved to wide receiver, Nick Brandel. But again, you have some talented junior running backs. You look at them on film, you look at them on paper, and say, look, there was some turnover in the coaching staff after a pretty heavily publicized incident here a couple years ago. But honestly, as I look at their roster, they have just as many kids. They have a lot of size. And the Pioneers really, you know, should give any team a run for their money. So I think for them it's about execution as well. And certainly with some good coaching and so forth still developing this talent, they have some underclass talent still building towards the future. But, you know, the future is now over the next 48 minutes, and they would love to put a dent in the Panthers' playoff hopes.
Oh, absolutely. And again, I think, you know, Conestoga is going to come in here like every team will. Look, we can win this thing. If we can play good, solid football, we've seen the film. We know what their weaknesses are. We're going to attack them here. We're going to attack them there. I mean, this is not a given by any stretch of the imagination. We talk sometimes, and I think people listen to us and think that we think it's a given. Absolutely not. We've been doing this for a lot of years, and high school football, you know, you're talking about 14, 15, 16, 17-year-old kids sometimes. You know, they could have bad nights, fights with their girlfriends, fight with their folks. You know, there's all sorts of issues, and suddenly they're not on their game, and you know, and it throws off the entire system.
So last week, just to give you some perspective, walking into the Pencrest game, Strathaven was facing a Pencrest defense that allowed 32.4 points per game. Conestoga, very similar, walking in on paper, allowing 32.6 points per game. That being said, they have forced multiple turnovers in all but one of their games this year. So the Panthers, if they put the ball on the ground, they throw it to the other team, they're going to have some trouble. So again, Conestoga, they've given up yards, they've given up points, but certainly have forced a ton of turnovers over the first 6 weeks of the season, and the Panthers will have to be sharp. So speaking of being sharp, some other games around the Central League of interest, at the very least. There's a big one over at Garnet Valley again. Garnet Valley at home tonight hosting Marple Newtown. So Marple Newtown trying to get off the schneid, two losses on the season, but with Garnet Valley just hammering people left and right with that ground game.
They're a machine. You know,
they have been awfully tough. They've not had to throw it very often, but if Marple can force a couple turnovers themselves, they certainly have weapons on offense with Anthony Paoletti and Marlon Weathers and others. So it should be a good one. Garnet Valley and Marple Newtown tonight is a biggie. Radnor on the road at Ridley. Ridley at 2-4. Radnor at 4-2. That seems strange on paper, but my guess is that the Green Raiders looking for a bounce-back win after five very tough games in a row, namely last week's tough loss and blowout loss to Springfield. But my guess is the Green Raiders trying to turn things around tonight. Also in the Central League, Haverford hosting 1-5 Lower Merion, Pencrest at Upper Darby, who is next week's opponent for Strathaven. So we'll be back at George L. King next week for Upper Darby and the Royals coming in. But again, Upper Darby at 4-2. A win tonight puts them at 5-2 on the road to Strathaven. Absolutely. Upper Darby is absolutely in the 6A playoff mix with some good fortune over the next, certainly this week. And if you're a Panther fan, you'd hope that the Royals' good fortune ends next week.
Right.
Springfield undefeated atop the Central League with Garnet Valley. They are hosting Harriton tonight as well. We'll keep you posted. And thanks in advance to everybody at DelcoTimes.com and everybody who's posting on Twitter. WNPV up in Lansdale, Daryl Dobas and Jeff Nolan and all the guys up there doing a great job on the Suburban One scores, our buddies at the Daily Local with the Chessmont League, and a few Del Valle games to consider, namely Chichester at 3-2 versus 2-4 Innerborough. Innerborough has a little more wiggle room in the loss column because they're a 4A school. Only four of only six teams will qualify in the District 1 playoffs, but Innerborough has struggled since their week one over Strathaven, and again, trying to turn it around against Chichester tonight.
I just want to say one thing. There was an article in the Daily Times today, and I, you know, talking about Nitterborough and Ridley, and that, you know, it's been so unusual. Both those teams are, you know, having losing records and this and that. And I felt like saying, guys, really, I hate to see articles like this. Why? Because it tends to isolate a group of kids that are playing a certain kind of football. But most importantly, it is remarkable that a high school team that swaps out its talent every 2 to 3 years and has to go for completely new players, that you can be talking about the fact that they haven't had a losing record in 22 years whatever. Right. I mean, the fact that anybody could coach a bunch of high school kids and constantly be on top of their game year in and year out. And look, we come from a school in Strathaven that was on top of the world for a few years, and that was wonderful.
Yeah, more than
there's
a few,
no doubt
yeah.
about it. But we've had our years where, you know, it was not good. But that's the nature of sports. It's the nature, particularly of high school sports. Nobody's out there shopping athletes. That's another discussion, by the way. But public schools certainly not out there shopping athletes. They're just stuck with the talent they get, and they do the best they can. So for Ridley and Interborough to come in this season and talk about, boy, what a tough year we're having. We haven't seen a season like this in 20 years. That's remarkable.
It is.
Just remarkable. Anyway, I'm sorry to interrupt.
I took it along on those lines, too, Mike. I just thought, it's something to write about for today. But to me, it's the idea that neither of them have had losing records at the same time since the early 70s.
Right.
And so in that regard, I just marveled on the positive side of that to say, at a given moment, a snapshot, anybody could be having their trouble, but certainly Interborough and Ridley still very much in the playoff hunt, believe it or not.
Yeah.
Still could make some noise, and certainly Thanksgiving Day they will go head-to-head if not. One other game in the Del Valle of interest for both 6A and 5A playoff consideration, 2-3 Glenn Mills, who if the playoffs started today would be in at 5A, versus 4-2 Penwood. Penwood got beat early in the season, had traveling for some non-league up in the Suburban One League, but they've been hot since. They have the top-rated passer in southeastern Pennsylvania, and it's been fun to watch. Penwood with a first-year coach at 4-2, and sitting atop the Del Valle League for the moment until they, of course, run into Interborough and Academy Park, and all those games still to be played. We'll wait and see. But again, there's a lot of good football in and around Delaware County. Tonight, tomorrow, some big games tomorrow as well. We'll keep you posted, go out and watch some of these games tomorrow. But also at the 5A level of playoff interest for the Panthers and many other teams at 5A. Oxford, Great Valley tomorrow. Oxford has another terrific passer just lighten it up at 4-2. We'll see if they're for real when they take on a good Great Valley team. Bishop Shanahan at Avongrove, and Avongrove has the second leading rusher in all of southeastern Pennsylvania. And Academy Park Chester is tomorrow morning at 10:30. So, again, lots of very good football in Week 7, and we're glad to bring it to you here live at Teamer Field in Berwyn, where Strathaven is on the far sideline tonight in their white uniforms, black numerals, silver helmets. Captains meeting at midfield, Ryan Morris, Dan Reeves, Sean Daly, and who else is out there tonight? Number 15, Chris Rossini. For Conestoga, safety Rashawn Christopher, all-central center Matt Dempsey. Number 65 is Matt McClintock, his defensive end, and also an all-central defensive player, Jackson Ninnis, ready to go for the Pioneers, who are in their maroon jerseys, silver pants, silver helmets with the big maroon C on the side of those helmets. And Coach Kevin Clancy, 297 career wins, most in Delaware County history, and inching towards 300. Maybe that comes over the next few weeks. But in the meantime, Strathaven will receive the opening kickoff, move right to left to get started. But in the meantime, we'll take a short timeout, come back for the tail end of the Star Spangled Banner and the opening kickoff. We are in already, hard to believe, week 7 of the high school football season. We're on the downhill side of the high school season, but it's starting to get exciting, and we're glad to bring it to you. Be back in a moment right here on HavenFootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to Teamer Field here on Irish Road in Berwyn. Brian Carroll bringing play-by-play. Mike Mayer doing the color commentary, engineering, and everything else. And Pete Fulcinetti is back this week. So glad to have him back. He's helping with the stats and the spotting, and he'll be joining us at halftime. But in the meantime, we're going to take a quick pause here and listen to the...
No, we'll take a timeout.
We'll take a timeout. Come back for the tail end of the National Anthem in just a moment on havenfootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. An AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
That's the Star Spangled Banner as performed by the Conestoga Marching Unit. So glad you're with us, either live or on the archive tonight. Panthers coming in at 3-3, trying to put together a winning streak after last week's big win. And Conestoga trying to snap a two-game slide. Lost their first three, then won over Lower Merion, and then have dropped a close one to Radnor 2 weeks ago, losing 12-6 in that one. And then Upper Darby pretty much had their way with the Pioneers, 49-13, 8 days ago. But here we are. Panthers will receive the opening kickoff. And last time we were here, as I said in the opening, 2013, where Strathaven had a school record 99-yard kick return for a touchdown by Anthony Myers. Well, we'll see if they can replicate something close to it tonight. Standing deep to return, number 22, John Francis. He's flanked by Sean Daly and Ebo Pio. Teeing it up halfway between the hash marks is number 91 for Conestoga, Dylan Burling, 5'11", junior. Burling, hand in the air, ready to go. Panthers await the opening kickoff. And moving right to left, here we go. High end over, and kick's going to come down to Francis, who takes it at the 11-yard line, looking for room up the right hash, has speed, and look out! Francis at the 40, stiff arm, and 1 man, stumbles over the 45-yard line. He had nobody in front of him, but a terrific run back by John Francis. Found a hole quickly, stiff arm, and stumbled over the 45. Oh, my. Almost had deja vu right there, but the Panthers instead will start at the 48-yard line. Your quarterback is Jake Fisher. Ebo Pio, Sean Daly, and Nick O'Connor. Nick O'Connor will be in at halfback with Ebo Pio. Sean Daly and Zach Hussein in the backfield as well. Tight end is Dan Reeves. Split end, Chris Rossini. We'll get to the line in just a moment, but first and 10, here we go. Wing T, two tight end set, is to the fullback. This is Hussein pushing the pile for about 4 on his first carry of the night. Center is Sam Burke, Ryan Morris, and Luke Healy are the guards. Lee Holbert and Ryan Krause are the tackles. Ethan Belleville is your second tight end when they go with that look, which is where they started tonight. And it brings up second down and 6. We'll get you ready on the Conestoga defense momentarily. But from the Conestoga 44, Jake Fisher under center. Wing right is O'Connor, two tight ends in front of him. On second down and 6. 10 men in the box. They give inside, and this is Hussein breaking tackles, pushing the pile down near the 35-yard line. Give him 8 more, and a Panther first down.
Well, I tell you, he was absolutely stopped the line of scrimmage. He just kept grinding his feet, broke tackles twice, actually, and just did a heck of a job.
They're going to put it on the 35-yard line, and this is the recipe for the Panthers tonight. They want to get a lead. They want to get a jump here and, again, put this Conestoga defense on its heels. 4 men down, 5 linebackers. Essentially 10 men in the box at this point. Give us to Daly off the right side, and he cuts inside, and he stumbles forward across the 30 down to the 28-yard line, and Sean Daly picks up 7.
And there was a linebacker waiting right for him. He literally just juked to the left and just split him. He froze him in his tracks, had nowhere to go.
Conestoga defensive front looks like this. Matt McClintock, Christian Fink, Blair Horning, and Paul Pelham up front. Dempsey, Ninnis, Hobson, Nolan, Bailey, Christopher, and Kinsley are your back seven. Second down at about three as Daly ripped off seven on his first carry. Daly's had a big game two of the last 3 weeks. He goes wing left. Hussein and O'Connor behind him. Give is to Hussein straight up the middle. Runs through two arm tackles and plows his way to the 19. Another first down for the Panthers as Hussein rips off eight more. So last week, Hussein, 16 carries for 81 yards and two scores. Daly went 12 times for 139. Ibo Pio had 94 yards on four totes. Panthers first and 10 at the Conestoga 19. Fisher under center. Wing to the right. Ball on the ground. Scramble for it. And let's see. I think Fisher's back on it. And that is exactly the kind of mistake that they cannot make. As we mentioned in the opening, Conestoga's been opportunistic on defense, multiple fumble recoveries in the last couple of weeks. Fisher does well just to fall on that one. So they lose one. It'll bring up second down and 11 from the 20. Probably four down territory here if you get chunks of three and four at a time.
Well, let's hope they got that fumble out of their system, and now we're just going to play football.
Burke over the football at center. Halfway between the hash marks, they'll snap from the 20-yard line. Tight end to the left is Reeves, Belleville to the right. Give on second and 11 is to Daly. Off the right side, lots of room off that right side. Bounces outside, inside to the 5, and down to the 4-yard line. How about Daly for 16 and a first and goal? That's a way to bounce back from your first negative play.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. Just say, look, we're going to make a mistake. We got to recover from it. Well done.
Excellent blocking off that right side. Belleville, Krause, and Healy setting it up. First and goal to go. Panthers with four cracks at it from the 4-yard line. 8:45 and counting to play in the opening quarter. First drive of the game, Panthers looking for pay dirt here. On first down, gives to Hussein. Off left tackle, juggles the ball momentarily, but tumbles into the end zone for the touchdown. Zach Hussein's ninth of the year has given the Panthers a 6-0 lead, extra point on the way. Well, that's exactly what they wanted to do, isn't it? 7-play drive set up by a fantastic return from John Francis. And Emmett Young now on for the extra point.
Well, that's the way to start the game, and that's what they want to do. Now we'll see how they play on defense.
Young with Fisher to hold. Ball spotted. Kick is away. It is up. It is good. Emmett Young ends up on his wallet there, but no flags. So the Panthers with a 7-0 lead, 8:33 to play in the opening quarter. See what the Pioneers can do when we come back on HavenFootball.net.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Jackson. 7-0 Strathaven, a 48-yard scoring drive. John Francis with a good kick return sets up Zach Hussein's ninth touchdown of the season. And the Panthers on top 7-0. Conestoga will get the ball for the first time here momentarily. Standing deep to return, number 2, Sean Bailey, and number 1, Rashawn Christopher. Line drive kick's going to come to Bailey at the 8-yard line. Looking for room up the middle. Cuts out to the right hash, and he is slung down by Ibo Pio and Evan Blake at the 28-yard line. And Conestoga will put the offense on the field tonight for the first time. The offensive line led by center Matt Dempsey, second team All-Central last year. Blair Horning and Paul Pelham are the guards. Matt McClintock and Nolan Teicher are the tackles. Wide receivers will include Nick Brandell, Liam Kirk, Imani Christopher and Milton Robinson are your running backs. Thomas McGovern, the tight end. I formation on first down with Cameron Marcus under center. Marcus turns, gives to the tailback, and this is Christopher running his way across the 30. Stepped through a tackle and out to the 35. So gain of 7 for Christopher. Panthers gave up a little more ground than they would have liked on that opening play, but Marcus just his second varsity start now. They send a split end to the right.
They're moving
That's
quickly.
Number 10, James Riley. That's right, moving quickly. Split end to the left as well, tight end to the right, and an I formation behind Marcus on 2nd and 3. Give it the tailback again. Christopher is met by Belleville immediately, and he is stopped at the line of scrimmage. No gain there. Nice work by Belleville to get off his block, and it'll bring up 3rd down and 3, which is really where Conestoga's had problems the last couple of weeks. Just 3 of 13 on 3rd down against Upper Darby, and a week before that against Radnor, just 1 of 7. So if the Panthers can get him in 3rd down, time to get off the field. Panther defense tonight, Ryan Krause, John Morris, Lee Holbert, and Ethan Belleville. You're down 4. Ryan Morris, John Prochniak, the inside backers. Dalian O'Connor outside. Rossini and Jais Davis on the corners. And the safety is Ebo Pio. On 3rd and 3, they give off right tackle and stacking him up short of the first down marker. Ryan Morris on the stop with Ebo Pio. And number 26, Milton Robinson, no gain on his first down, on his first carry. 3 and out goes the Pioneers.
Well, that's what Avon's looking for, obviously.
They give up 7 on 1st down, and then the defense stiffens immediately. No more ground after that. Daly and John Francis await the punt.
Who's kicking? 20?
Looks like 24, maybe. Hard to see. You got dark numbers on a dark jersey. We'll figure that out. High spiraling kick's going to come to Francis, who signals fair catch. Goes through his hands, scramble for it now, and Ebo Pio will pounce on it. Francis signaled late for a fair catch there. Had it go through his hands, but Pio with a heads-up play running back will recover for the Panthers back at the 27-yard line. So a little bit of an adventure here for the Panthers. Ball on the ground twice so far on a fumble and a muff, but no damage just yet, and the Panther offense right back on the field here with 6:33 to play in the opening quarter. All right.
That was a little bit of excitement,
yeah,
a little more
definitely.
Excitement than we'd like to have.
Absolutely. But they set two tight ends again. Hussein at fullback. Fisher under center. 10 men in the box. Give on the Mustang sweep. Looking for room is Daly. He's got it off the right side. Cuts inside at the 35. Out to the 41-yard line. Goes Daly for 14 more. And a Panther first down. Well, sometimes defense is just an attitude. And right now, the Panthers getting the best of Conestoga.
Well, I think Conestoga wants to play the box. They got to make sure they stop it. Otherwise, there's nobody behind them.
Yep. 7-0 Strathaven. 1st and 10 at their own 41-yard line. Gives it to Daly one more time off the right side. Makes the first man miss and dives forward for about 2. 2nd down and 8 upcoming. Quick score update from elsewhere. Sun Valley jumps out early, up 14-0 on Octorara, just 2:17 into the game. So Sun Valley trying to go for 4-3 tonight as well. Marple on top of Garnet Valley, 3-0 after one drive.
Really? That's interesting.
So we'll see what happens there, see if the Jags can bounce back. Here, 2nd down and 8. Fisher, split end to the left is Chris Rossini. Wing to the right is Ebo Pio, and the give is to Daly off that right side. A little more room across the 45, 46, 47-yard line. Push in the pile is Sean Daly for a gain of 5 more. Brings up 3rd down and 3. So Daly up to 44 yards on his first 5 carries. And again, that right side doing some good things here. Checking in is Nick O'Connor. Daly checks out. Pio is going to stay in the game on 3rd down. We'll call it closer to 4 yards to go. From their own 47 at the right hash, Panthers go 2 tight ends again. Pio in at halfback to the left. 10 in the box again. Fisher going to keep it himself. Bootleg to this near side. There is nobody in front of him at blockers. 45-40. Fisher spins inside the 30-yard line. Down to the Conestoga 27. Everybody bit on the fake to the right, and Fisher rips off a bunch. They'll put it at the 27-yard line. It's a gain of 26 and a Panther first down.
That was, you know, that went for a touchdown last week.
Yep.
So they're really sucking him in with that fake. That must be a terrific fake from the ground level.
Ball at the Conestoga 27. At the left hash, 4:35 and counting to play in the opening quarter. Strathaven leading 7-0 and looking for more. Daly back in at halfback. They give the quick hitter to Hussein, and he is carrying tacklers down to the 20-yard line. Zach Hussein, they'll put it at the 19, give him 8 more. He's up to 32 yards on just 5 carries. Danny Guy has scored for Garnet Valley. They're up on top of Marple now, 7-3, with 3 minutes to play in the first quarter. Here, 4:07. 4:06 and counting to play in the first. Panthers on top, 7-0, and knocking on the door again. In the red zone for the second time, 2nd down and 2. Two tight end set. Ball on the ground again. Scramble for it, and I don't think the Panthers have it this time. Fumbled snap. Conestoga is on it.
Yeah.
Number 21, all-central linebacker Jackson Ninnis. He had 2 fumble recoveries a week ago, and he's got one tonight. And Conestoga takes over. 1st and 10 at their 19.
All right. That was a terrible mistake. Who got that? You said 21?
21, yep. So, Panthers, 2 fumbled snaps now. One of them ends up in the Conestoga line's hands. Here we go. 1st and 10 at the 19 now. Marcus under center, offset eye with a tailback behind him. They give stretch play to that left side. Christopher trying to turn the corner on Belleville and doesn't do it. Nice work by Belleville to string it out and shove him out of bounds on that far sideline. They're going to lose a couple back to the 17-yard line.
Well, defense can play tough, but, boy, it's miserable when offense turns over the ball like that.
Yep. Well, good news for the Panthers is they have moved the ball at will. Just have stopped themselves a couple of times on snaps. Quick other score update, Interboro 8, Chichester nothing, with 3:15 to play in the opening quarter. North Penn on top of CB East, 7-0. And we'll keep you posted as best we can on District 1 and District 12 scores the rest of the evening. Here, 2nd down and 12. Marcus gives to the tailback, and this right up the middle this time. Daly's going to say no. Daly steps in from that inside outside linebacker spot and stops Robinson after a gain of just 1.
Robinson's 15.
Robinson is 26.
26, yep. Boy, I cannot see the numbers at all.
Yeah, 15 checks back in. This is Imani Christopher on 3rd down and 11. Checking out of the game is number 88, James Heyman. 43 checks out, 81 checks in. Lots of substitutions. Thomas McGovern in now at tight end. He lines up to the right. Slot left is Christopher. Single setback this time is Robinson. They fake it and back the pass, and under heavy pressure from Holbert, rolling, looking and firing deep down the near sideline over everybody's head, incomplete. First pass attempt of the night from Marcus goes far out of bounds, and 4th down and 11, Conestoga will punt again. So 2-3 and outs for that for the Panther defense there. And John Francis and Sean Daly will await near midfield there. Good pressure from Lee Holbert that time getting upfield.
Yeah, Lee Holbert stumbled. He might have gotten to him, but he not stumbled.
All right, Ninnis will punt it away. He awaits the snap at his 5-yard line, reaches up, and sends a wobbler towards this near sideline. It's going to take a Conestoga roll across midfield, across the 40, and down at the 39-yard line. Hustling down to stop it is Ryan Duffy, and the Panthers take over. 1st and 10 at their 39. 2:47 to play here in the opening quarter. Panthers have had 2 possessions. One, a 48-yard scoring drive. Another, a terrific drive that was disrupted by a fumbled snap inside the 20. So they'll get right back at it here with that 7-0 lead.
And, of course, Havens held Conestoga to 2 possessions of 3 and out. So.
Right. There we go. Tight end to the right is Dan Reeves. Belleville to the left alongside of Lee Holbert. Wing right is O'Connor. Wing T look here. Motion man is Daly. They play fake. Looking, having time. Has a man out there. It's Reeves who's incomplete. Oh, he was a step behind everybody at the 45-yard line. Panthers had 2 guys open, 1 wide open in the flat, and Reeves wide open on the deep ball. And Fisher and Reeves couldn't connect on the first pass attempt of the game. Well,
it's got to give the coach of Conestoga some pause to play the box, though.
Certainly.
Even though it wasn't complete.
Yep. They've had 10 men in the box the entire evening. But Strathaven trying to loosen that up a little bit. All right, here we go. Second down and 10 now from their own 39. Panthers, same formation. Ebo Pio, wing to the right. On second down, play fake, and they run the sweep. They're this side, this is Pio with a blocker in front at the 45. Dances to the near sideline, cuts inside, and he has himself a first down at the 46 of Conestoga. Ebo Pio, 15 yards on his first carry of the evening. Luke Healy pulling out well that time as a lead blocker.
The sweeps, the pulls and block, they're all looking very, very sharp. Very sure, very sharp. That's what you're looking for in a game like this.
They'll put it down at the 47-yard line of Conestoga. Tight end to the right is Reeves. Belleville to the left. Pio in as a halfback behind Fisher. On first and 10, they play fake to Pio. Back to pass, looking is Fisher. Has time. Rolling. He's going to step up. Fire deep down the sideline, out of bounds in the direction of Reeves, who was open early, but
yeah.
Fisher was having to give some ground on some pressure in front of him. Brings up second down.
Yeah, that was really a late release. I don't know if he didn't see him or he didn't like his footing. Better to throw it like that than
better to throw
an interception.
It away. Yeah,
although,
throw it
again,
away,
I would if I had Coach Clance from me, I'd say, Coach, 10 yards, Coach.
Yeah.
12 yards, Coach. Let's just work it down the field. We don't need to score quickly like this.
2 minutes to play here in the opening quarter. 7-0 Strathaven. Panthers will snap it from the left hash. On second down and 10 from the 47. Wing to the right. P.O. wing to the left is Daly. Daly comes in motion and takes the sweep, looking for room, pushing the pile now. And Daly, just good leg drive across the 45 down to the 43. So Daly picks up four. It's going to bring up third down and 6.
Well, you know, the front line is getting good movement on their initial blocks, and that's making all the difference in the world, even in a run like this.
Marple Newtown has jumped out on top of Garnet Valley now, 10-7.
Wow, that sounds like a good game.
Getting updates from my daughter over at over in Glen Mills there.
Put him to work.
Split end to the left is Chris Rossini on third down and 6 from the 43. 8-9 in the box now. Pio goes in motion, and the give is to Hussein. Lots of running room momentarily, and then closes quickly. Nice work by the Conestoga defense. It's going to bring up fourth down and about 2. So Hussein picks up 4. And now decision time. Do you go for it here and trust your defense? I would say
I think so.
Yes. I mean, Conestoga has yet to pick up a first down tonight. We're inside of a minute to play here in the first quarter, and they are going to go for it. Rossini checks out. Dan Reeves checks in as a second tight end.
I don't think they've had a running play that hasn't gone for 2 or more yards.
Here we go. Fisher. Turns. He's going to keep it himself. He's going to push the pile, and I think he's got it. Jake Fisher on the keeper. Just plowed his way off right guard and picks up 3 and a Panther first down. Good work there by the front seven, really, with the 2 tight ends. And Fisher just going to keep it himself that time.
Yeah, that was really amazing. That was 2 yards is a long quarterback sneak play.
All right, here we go. 21, 20, 19 seconds to play in the opening quarter. Give is to Daly on first and 10. He's going to be undercut very quickly at the line of scrimmage. Nothing doing there, and nice work there by number 30, Sam Williams, to come in and make the stop. All right. Nothing doing there, and Conestoga's defense is starting to have maybe figure out the wing tee just a little bit more. But in the meantime, Panthers will take a 7-0 lead as we've reached to the end of the first quarter. So take a short time out. Be back. See if the Panthers can keep it moving from the Conestoga 35. Be back in just a moment on HavenFootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her 3 children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is Jack Hans. I'm the band director at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Thank you so much, Mr. Hans, for sending it back. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer doing the color commentary, engineering, and everything else. And Pete Fulginetti is back tonight. We'll hear from him at halftime. He's helping with the stats and spotting, as always. Second down and 10. Conestoga trying to hold up, but the Panthers now in Conestoga territory at the 35. Gives it to Zach Hussein off left tackle. He's still on his feet at the 25. Pulls a man over at the 20. Carries a man down to the 10-yard line. And Zach Hussein says, never mind, second and 10. I'll take 25 off the left side.
Never mind blockers. I'll just do it by myself.
Great block at the point of attack by Holbert. He got him through the first line, but Hussein ripped off the next 20 on his own.
Boy,
that's first and goal to go.
That was a 25-yard run, of which 22 of it was by himself.
61 yards on the ground now for Hussein. First and goal from the 10. Yard markers are on the ground. Wing T behind Fisher. Motion man is, and that was a collision in the backfield, but Hussein picks it up anyway. He carries a man down to the 3-yard line. Gain of 7. Not the cleanest exchange we'll ever see there between Fisher and Hussein, but
nope.
7 yards later, Scott Smith on the stop. So second and goal.
Scott Smith, who's playing, I guess, middle linebacker, he's seeing a lot of Mr. Hussein tonight.
Yes, indeed. All right. Second and goal from the 3. Fisher under center, wing T behind him. It's Hussein again off the left side, and he leaps his way into the end zone for a touchdown. Second of the night for the big fullback, his 10th on the season, and the Panthers have stretched the lead to two scores. Well, that's a way to respond.
Yep.
Disappointing finish to their second drive with a fumble inside the 20, but the Panther defense has been excellent, and now the offense does their part. Hussein in from the 3. Emmett Young on for the extra point. He was perfect last week, including his first field goal of the season. Here, extra point on the way. Plenty of leg. It is up. It is good. Strathaven 14, Conestoga nothing. We'll be back in just a moment. Thanks again to our sponsors for keeping us going every week. Glad you're listening live or on the archive to havenfootball.net.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Thank you, Mr. Reese. Strathaven 14, Conestoga nothing, with 10:53 to play here in the second quarter. High end-over-end kick from Emmett Young is going to come down at the 11-yard line. This is Bailey looking for room up the middle, bounces out to this near side, trying to get the edge, but Belleville and Evan Blake say no. Out to the 32, Conestoga will still in search of their first down of the evening. They've gone 3 and out on their first 2 drives. So the Panthers have done what they had hoped in the early going here. Speaking of scores in the early going, Interboro 8 and Chichester on the board now to 8-6. Haverford up 7-0 on... Well, hold on 1 second. We'll come back to that in a moment. Offset eye. Back to passes. Cameron Marcus looking. Heavy pressure from Holbert. They set up the screen, and Belleville says no. Scramble for it as the ball's loose, and it's Holbert on top of it at the 16. Great pressure from Holbert and a huge stick from Belleville, and the Panthers in business at the 11-yard line.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. That should get a growl, huh?
That should. So I like the first completion of the night. They lose about 4 yards on the completion, but the fumble has it set up for something much worse now, as Christopher was absolutely popped by Ethan Belleville. First and 10. Ball on the 15-yard line. Strathaven up 2 scores and looking for more now. 2 tight ends in front of Fisher. On first down, play fake, and they give it to O'Connor on the sweep to the left side. Gets a block from Healy, cuts inside, barrels his way inside the 5. First and goal to go from the 4. Nick O'Connor's first run of the night takes 11. And the Panthers now four cracks at it from the four-yard line.
Where did they get first possession at?
At the 15.
Okay.
Now they'll mark it at the 3. So give Sam Burke over the ball at the 3-yard line. O'Connor takes 12 on his first run of the evening. O'Connor alongside of Hussein in the backfield. On first and goal, gives to Hussein, looking for room up the middle this time. Nothing doing. Great work there by the defensive front for Conestoga. Kinsley and others. But what a job there by Holbert and Belleville to cause some disruption on the defensive side of things. And each team now with one turnover. Strathaven not hurt by theirs, but Conestoga now in some trouble here at their own 3-yard with the Panthers knocking on the door at the 3.
Right. I was trying to figure out how you're going to get out of that.
I can't press the rewind button. Yeah, if I rewind and redo there, but we're live, so here we go. Give is to Daly off the right side. He cuts inside and into the end zone for the touchdown. Sean Daly's third of the year has given the Panthers a 3-score lead with 9:25 to play before halftime.
Oh, gotta get a growl in here. I'm so busy with everything going on.
There you go. All right. Here we go. Emmett Young on for his third extra point of the evening, and now flags pre-snap. All right, we'll check the flags here. You know, the Panthers, when it's been offsides, the Panthers have shown a penchant for going for two
right.
if they move it to half the distance. But we'll see here.
No, it's declined. What?
Oh, it's good. Okay, extra point is up and good. Panthers will take the point and a 21-0 lead. We'll be back in just a moment. Wow, moving fast and furious here. Panthers cash in on the Pioneer turnover. Conestoga will get the ball back momentarily here on HavenFootball.net.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Dan Connor, Strathaven class of 2004, NFL linebacker, and you're listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Dan Connor, head coach at Archbishop Carroll now. He's played some pretty memorable games up at this field.
And oh, yeah. Oh, as a matter of fact, he knocked me down over in the far corner.
It was over
there.
Here. It was. Yeah. Yes, it was.
Pete thought he'd killed me. Wow. He said I went head over heels, glasses went flying. I was just concerned that he'd gotten hurt hitting me because Coach Clancy never let me on the field again.
End-over-end kick's going to come down. They run the reverse to Christopher, who takes it up this left edge now and then looking for a block. Has room across the 30, 35, and is belted out of bounds on the near sideline. Chris Rossini on the stop. And the Panthers, with a 21-0 lead, will put the defense back on the field. Sean Daly's third touchdown run of the year caps a 15-yard scoring drive. That was at the 9:25 mark of this second quarter. But the defense did the dirty work there. Belleville and Holbert forcing the first Pioneer turnover of the night. Marcus under center. Robinson is the tailback in an offset eye. Receivers to split to either side, and Marcus back to pass. Three-step drop, looking, firing a slant over the middle. It is gone up and caught by Riley. Great work on the slant route across midfield to the 45. Nice delivery there. See where they spot this out at the 43. 25-yard gain.
I'm sorry, who caught that?
James Riley for 25, and a Conestoga first down, their first of the evening. Comes at the 9:02 mark of the second quarter. Clock ticks. Inside of 9 minutes now to play before halftime. They go split end to the left. No one's out here on Brandell. He came in off the sideline very late. He never ran into the hash mark. Probably should be a penalty.
Yeah, there is a penalty.
And a give is to Robinson, who's breaking tackles, is going to be slung out to the 41. So he jumped in off the sideline, and any substitution like that has to run to the hash mark Panthers almost didn't see him there. But you're going to end up with illegal substitution penalty here. So Robinson goes for three. My guess is the Panthers are going to move them back instead of second and seven. And my guess is they take the first and 15. Riley checks back in along with Liam Kirk. Robinson checks out. And we'll see here. Referee still getting an explanation here from the line judge. But some confusion here on the Pioneer sideline prior to that play. So, yeah, illegal substitution. The Panthers will march them back from the original line of scrimmage, I believe. Okay. All right. So they're going to march this back. Sorry, I mentioned first and 15, but they're going to march this all the way back here. 15 yards.
Really?
To the 40, back to their own 42-yard line. Ouch. Almost back to where they started this drive. First and 25 now from their own 42. Bailey split to the right. Offset eye. Liam Kirk is back there. They're looking. Firing to the flat for Kirk, who makes the catch. Cuts inside at the 45-yard line. He is wrapped up at about the 48, maybe 49. Gain of 6 or 7 for number 85, Liam Kirk. There you go, Mike. Plug it in the stat sheet.
Yeah, I'm having terrible trouble trying to read these numbers. Yeah.
Dark silver numbers on the dark jerseys. Not as bad as we've seen. I will say we've had more trouble at other venues with other teams. But this is a little trickier. But good lighting here at Teamer Field. We're doing well here outside the box. All right, Jackson Ninnis, slot to the right. Split left and slot and split left as well. Backs on either hip and then a hard count. We're going to get offsides on Strathaven. Good hard count from Marcus, and the Panthers are going to give 5 yards back here. All right. They're going to march this ball onto the Strathaven side of midfield and to turn this into second down. And let's see, about 13. Second and 13 now is a hard count for Marcus, and then mass substitutions again. Different formation. Riley checks back in at wide receiver again.
Conestoga has a huge roster.
Yeah. Yep.
Not quite as big as Garner Valley, but very large.
They go trips to the right. Pistol look this time. Marcus is back. Has time. Steps up. Fires over the middle on a shallow cross. Complete. Bailey looking for room, and he is belted by Ryan Morris and Nick O'Connor inside the 40. But it's going to bring up third down and a much more manageable 4 yards. So give Bailey 11 on his first catch of the evening, and Marcus all of a sudden has completed 4 passes in a row. So incomplete on his first one. Second one was completed but fumbled. But he's 4 of 5 right now.
Well, obviously, Haven's going to, who's been very successful against the run, is not going to have to change her tactical a little bit, start defending the pass, either getting some pressure on the quarterback or something.
Pistol look with Christopher behind the quarterback, Marcus. Two receivers to either side. On third down and 4, Marcus is back, has a pocket, has time. Pressure now coming from Belva, who's going to sling him for a loss. Oh. No, spins out of it. Marcus still looking, hit from behind again, and they've got him. Ball came out late, Morris with the sack, and now there's a scrum for the football. I don't know, do the Panthers have it? Waiting for a signal from the official. Now they're going to say fourth down. Holbert came out of the pile with the football, but they're going to say Marcus was down. John Morris on the sack after Belleville flushed him. But back to the 48-yard line, fourth and forever, and Conestoga will punt it away again.
Wow. The ultimate sack twice.
Excellent, yeah, excellent coverage as well, as he had a good pocket to start. Good pocket after he escaped Belleville.
Right.
But John Morris wraps him up. Francis and Daly await inside their 20 for the punt. Ninnis, line drive kick. It's going to come to Francis, who makes the juggles the football again, but picks it up and then just decides to fall on it inside the 15
Good
at
move.
The 12. So Francis has had trouble with two punts now, and that's got to be frustrating because him in the open field is fun to watch, but a little antsy maybe for the freshman, or so far anyway. He's certainly someone they'll count on in the weeks ahead.
If you've never played football in pads, to hear those hoofbeats charging and knowing they're just looking for a piece of you, it can be frightening. Yeah.
I'm not saying he's frightened. I think he's anxious to make a play. He was so close on the opening kickoff to breaking one. Here we go. First and 10 from the 12-yard line. Panthers leading by three scores here. 6:06 to play before halftime. Give inside, and this is Daly running for with some room out to the 20. Give him eight on his first carry, on the first down carry. Eight carries, 58 yards, and a touchdown for Daly. Hussein has 9 for 71 and two scores. Mix in some good runs from O'Connor and Pio and Fisher, and Panthers with 0 yards passing here. 5:41 to play.
We now refer to them as the four horsemen.
That's right. Hussein's the fullback. Wing T, and again, a fumbled snap. Fisher's going to pick it up and scramble for it himself. He's got a first down and more across the 30, 35, out to the 39-yard line. So busted play. A great, big, beautiful mess there.
Boy, the way everybody stopped, I thought there was a whistle.
Yeah.
But apparently not.
Fisher, when he picked up the ball, I guess his knee never touched. He picked up, scrambled off left end out to the 37-yard line. 17 more for the junior quarterback. And a Panther first down. Well, three fumbled snaps tonight between Fisher and Burke.
Yeah, somebody's got to sit down and have a little conversation. I don't know whether it's Fisher leaving the you know, walking away, snap coming back too fast, or ball's not getting there, or what the story is. But
that's
got to be straightened out.
First and 10 from the 37. Belleville checks out. Evan Blake will check in at tight end. I don't know if that's an equipment issue or what, but another freshman checking in. That's Evan Blake. He's going to be a good one. He's been fun to watch already in limited time on special teams and in the JV at the JV level. Hussein and Daly in the backfield. Now they shift. O'Connor next to Hussein, and O'Connor with the carry off the left edge, and he's going to stay low across the line of scrimmage, across the 40, out to the 43 for a gain of 6. So the Panthers with, really, aside from the fumbled snaps, no negative plays tonight on offense. I mean, again, the fumbled snaps are a problem, and they lost one of them. But they have had positive yardage on every carry. 21-0. Strathaven on top. 4:35 and counting to play here in the before halftime. Here on second down and short, give inside, and this is Hussein carrying the pile across the first down marker and out to the midfield stripe. Seven more for Hussein and another Panther first down.
I mean, this has got to be the formula, I think, for the Panthers to just grind it out. I would still throw in some short passes just to keep the arm going and make sure your receivers are on top of things.
Marple Newtown and Garnet Valley tied at 10. Oh, hold on. I'll come back to that in a moment. Here, first and 10 at the midfield stripe. Fisher gives to Daly off the right side, cuts inside, and is met there at the 46-yard line of Conestoga after a gain of 4. So it was 10-10, and then Marlon Weathers broke off a 77-yard touchdown run for Marple Newtown. 17-10, Marple on top of Garnet Valley over on Smith Bridge Road.
Well, I don't think anybody called for Marple Newtown to win this one.
Penridge on top of CB West, 14-6. We'll keep you posted on other scores in just a moment. Interboro on top of Chichester, 16-6. Here, second down and 6 from the 46. Give it to Hussein off the left. No, keeping himself is Fisher. They did a little option look, and there's your first negative play. Fake the dive to Hussein. Fisher gave ground back at the midfield stripe, and they're going to wrap him up back at the 48-yard line. Big loss on the play there of 6. It's going to bring up third down and 12. Little option look for the first time we've seen this year, and
that didn't.
Conestoga had none of it.
Right. Oh, no, they stayed on their side of the field at 49.
Okay. Oh, okay. Forward progress puts it down on the Conestoga 49. Third down and 9, we'll call it. And now timeout. Strathaven want to talk it over. So we'll take a short timeout with them, catch up on scores from elsewhere, and come back for what, again, is another promising Strathaven drive right here on havenfootball.net.
Baby, it's cold outside.
When you need dependable heating oil or propane delivery or expert HVAC service and repair, there's only one company to call, Wilson. Wilson is a full-service, family-owned company that delivers real value for your fuel dollars. Wilson does this by helping you use less fuel with energy-efficient products and Wilson's home energy audits. Wilson can make your energy bills easier to manage with automatic delivery and a monthly payment plan. Give Wilson a call today at 888-607-2621.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to High School Football on HavenFootball.net.
Thank you, Ralph. Sending it back here. Strathaven leading 21-0, but now facing 3rd and 9 at the Conestoga 49-yard line. Looking to keep things going with 2:59 to play before halftime and a Strathaven dominating performance. Hard count, and they're going to get a free 5. Good work there by Fisher to turn this into 3rd and 4 as the right side of the line jumped. Strathaven had an offsides penalty earlier, and now Conestoga's returned the favor. They'll put it down to the 44 for a much more manageable 3rd and 4, and this might be Zach Hussein time here. We'll see. Now there's here a whistle. And, okay, they're all set now. Ebo Pio checks in at halfback for O'Connor.
I'd like to do that quarterback keeper on the end. That's sweet.
Yeah, or maybe you go with Pio off the right side here. We'll see.
Lots of options at 3rd and 4, yeah. That's for sure.
If you get anything positive, you're probably going for it.
I was
going to
say,
down.
And if you get anywhere close, you go for it on 4th as well.
2:57 to play before halftime. Pio in at halfback on the right side. Hussein is your fullback on 3rd down and 4. Give is to Pio, looking for room off the left side, has blockers in front and explodes into the secondary, cuts inside at the 30, carries a man inside the 25, down to the 22. Ebo Pio for 22 and a Panther first down.
Well, you called that one, Chief.
He has some electric moves.
Yep.
And the best part of this is that he's just a sophomore. Lots more to see from number 10. Starting free safety, but he's starting to make his mark in the backfield as well. O'Connor back in. He's winged to the right. 1st and 10 at the Conestoga 21. From the left hash, Fisher under center. It's Hussein off left tackle. Hops over one man. Carries a man inside the 15 down to the 14-yard line. 7 more for the big junior fullback. 11 carries, 85 yards, and 2 Panther scores. Fisher hustles in the play. Clock ticks. 2:19, 2:18 and counting to play here in the first half. Strathaven up 21-0. Belleville, tight end to the left. Reeves to the right. Same formation with Daly and Hussein behind Fisher. O'Connor on the wing. They shift. O'Connor into the backfield. Wing goes Daly. On 2nd down, it's O'Connor off the left side, and he's going to be... Well, look at that. Good second effort. It's going to get him a few extra yards there. I think he's got a 1st down near the 10-yard line. They're going to put it down right on the 10. Good work by O'Connor has kind of beat the pulling guard to the spot there. Nick had a good burst there. And now the 1st down marker's on the ground on that far sideline. Panthers go no huddle here. 1st and goal from the 10. Creeping up with 10 men in the box, and this is Hussein, who's going to push his way off the left side down near the 6 for 4 more. Timeout on the field, and we'll see. Was this Strathaven? No, this is an equipment issue. All right. Pio checks in. Hussein checks out. This will shift Daly to fullback momentarily, and the ball sits on the 5-yard line. Clock ticks, 1:25 and counting to play here in the 2nd. Fisher under center, 2 tight ends. It's Pio off the right side. He's going to carry a tackler inside the 5 to the 4. Got him by the shirt tail and waited for help, and Pio's frustrated. He was so close to popping his 2nd touchdown in as many weeks. Instead, they stop him after a gain of 2. Clock continuing to tick inside of a minute. Pio checks out. Hussein back in at fullback. 3rd down and goal to go from the 4. Lots of hands on hips and hands on knee pads here for the Conestoga defense. They've been on the field most of this first half.
But they just subbed in about 6 of their players, so they must be working themselves pretty hard.
But the offense has picked up just 1 first down. Here, Fisher on 3rd and goal under center. Turns, play fake, going to look, has a man wide open in the end zone, and it is caught by Dan. No, incomplete. Fisher pulled the string, had Reeves wide open, and it falls short.
Yep. There are two guys out there, actually.
They fake inside, roll out to the left, and it's Reeves and Fisher high five there, say, hey, we missed one. But on to attempt the field goal. Here comes Emmett Young. Well, passing game just not clicking tonight. 0 for 3 here through the first half, but everything else going pretty well for the Panthers. 32 seconds to play here before halftime, and Emmett Young will come on for a 21-yard field goal attempt. almost straight on here. Fisher to hold. Ball spotted. Kick is away. It is up, and it is good. Emmett Young, 2-for-2 now on the season, 1-for-1 tonight, and the Panthers with a 24-0 lead, 29 seconds to play before halftime. They'll have to kick it away to the Pioneers at least one more time here, so stick with us. Be back in just a moment. You're listening live to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
High school basketball season is just around the corner, and DelcoHoops.com will be bringing you all the excitement and thrills of another season of Delaware County High School Hoops. We follow all the teams in Delco, and we pick our free Game of the Week broadcast to bring you the best live games right on the internet. We feature the best teams and the best games right through the PIAA championships. If you love high school basketball, you've got to check us out at DelcoHoops.com. High school basketball never sounded so good.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to high school football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Emmett Young, a field goal last week, and now another one this week. 24-0 Strathaven. The sophomore, 2-for-2 on the season now on the field goal tries. That one from 21 yards out has given the visitors a 24-0 lead here. And they'll have to kick it away one more time. Amani Christopher waits, and Young stutter steps and then approaches. Low line drives, kick's going to come to one of the up men. This is Robinson. Fields at the 22, across the 30, up this near sideline, and he's going to be ridden down at the 39 by Sean Daly and Ethan Belleville. So, Stoga, just one first down to their credit in this first half. They'll have 22 seconds and two timeouts to play with here. I'm sorry, three timeouts to play with here at their own 40-yard line. Let's see if they take some shots downfield. As Marcus has done reasonably well throwing the football, 4 out of 5 for 39 yards.
Yeah, they've definitely found some pattern with that.
Receivers are split, I formation behind Marcus. Turns, gives to the tailback, and this is Robinson for a couple. Still on his feet momentarily, but only picks up three there with Belleville. I'm sorry, O'Connor, rather, hanging on his shirt tail. Robinson just 3 carries for 4 yards. They'll put it down at the 42, 2 seconds, 1 second, and Conestoga will lick their wounds and say, we'll try this again in the second half. So, all Panthers, not entirely mistake-free, not a perfect half, but the defense doing the job tonight. Picking their spots and pitching a shutout through the first 24 minutes. 24-0 Strathaven as we've reached the halftime break. So with that in mind, we're going to take a short timeout and be back for some chatter about, well, who knows what. Pete's had 2 weeks to store up halftime chatter, so we'll hear a lot from Pete.
Got a couple of Eagle wins to talk about.
Yeah, he's got a lot to talk about. Baseball playoffs have started. There's a lot going on there. And in the meantime, we'll work the scoreboard as best we can, try to get you updates from around District 12, District 1, and everywhere else. So stick with us. Glad you're joining us live or on the archive. Strathaven 24, Conestoga nothing at halftime. Be back in just a moment on HavenFootball.net.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777. Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her 3 children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500. Your car is probably your second biggest investment, and AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167. Welcome to the At the Half Halftime Report with Mike Mayer and Pete Statman Fulginetti. Tonight's report is sponsored by Sandy McCauley, your Century 21 Executive Group Real Estate Broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident.
Welcome back to Teamer Field here at Conestoga High School, where your Panthers are on top of their game for the most part, leading 24-0 over the Pioneers. Pete, not unexpected. I've just been a little surprised at how dominating Haven's been on defense relative to Conestoga.
Yeah, I think before the game we talked about that they definitely had the size with the line and all. And driving up here, Mike, in our mobile.
Our stat mobile?
I mentioned that Zach Hussein.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yes, Zach Hussein would probably rush. I was thinking for maybe 150 yards, and I believe he's up to 80. And I think he would reach that unless he gets pulled in the second half with a big lead. That might stop him.
Well, I got to tell you, the real advantage I think Haven has begun to develop on offense is, and I called them the four horsemen on the 50-yard line this week, is just that. They have four potent running backs, and we have a fifth and a freshman that we're not really talking about yet, that really could bode not only for playoffs this year. Our blocking is coming along. I mean, it really, in a high school game, having multiple running backs who give the ball with confidence in virtually all circumstances. I mean, no doubt, Hussein, if I need 3 yards, I'm giving it to Zach.
He's got the power up the middle.
Absolutely.
He's dragging guys with him. He's like the blunt of the Eagles, you know.
But then with Daly, you know, Sean Daly, I feel confident giving him the ball with 3 yards. Not so much for an up the middle run, which he can do as long as he gets some blocking. But he's great at running around the ends, following some pulls.
He has a great cutback move. He goes to the outside and he cuts back and he flows really quickly on the cutback. And you know, he's been getting yards. I think we all knew before this game that if Strathaven played their game, didn't turn the ball over, which they did,
right,
but it hasn't hurt them yet, they should win this game. There are certain games that we just believe that they are more talented, and this is one of them.
Right, right. And Conestoga is still – I mean, you can see when they started their passing game, that can be a real threat. The problem is that consistent passing in high school is very difficult to achieve. So you really – To get the quality of passing, you really need to do it regularly, and I don't think most high school teams, we've seen very few strong passing teams, even in Hershey. We've seen, you know, teams that can certainly pass, but they still rely, you know, it's an older form of football, they still rely on the running game because they can't keep the passing game consistent enough to count on to win, you know, in enough games. So running is extremely important as you go,
but the only time that Conestoga did move the ball, Mike, at the end of that second quarter was
absolutely in the air.
I mean, they had some passes, 10, 15-yard gains, and they were moving the ball. They weren't blowing down the field, but they had some movement, which they weren't getting at all running the ball. And I think they know that if they try to just butt heads at the line with the Panthers, they're probably not going to have a chance in this game.
Well, I think that's true, and I think they're going to have to throw the ball, and I think that's what you're going to see them come out throwing the ball. I think the problem, again, is that are you going to be able to throw the ball enough consistently in a 24-0 hole that you're going to be able to make a
run? I doubt it.
But you know what? In football, as in any other game, you take it one series at a time. So Conestoga's going to get the ball first. They're going to come out. Obviously, we would say that it is imperative that they score as quickly as they can. If they can do it on a 30-yard pass and run or, you know, whatever, I would score as quickly as you can and then try to play the best defense.
Their problem's going to be, Mike, even if they come down and score at every possession, I don't think they can stop Strathaven from scoring going the other way.
Well, that's going to be their
mission. So, I mean, you're down 24-0. Even if you come back with 24 points, Haven might have 50 by then.
No, I understand. Well, you know, Pioneers have been able to score some points. They certainly had some trouble against better teams. I'd like to count Haven as a better team. I think the jury is still out on that, but they're definitely developing, and they're getting talent. We're seeing talent develop. The front line's developing very nicely. You know, we're going to have our – we can't think too far ahead, but, of course, we're not the team, so we can think as far ahead as we want. But you know, Upper Darby's going to be a challenge next week, I think
we talked about this, too, off the air. We can break this league down into three sections. There's the Harrittons, the Lower Marions, and the Pencrest that take up the rear. And then you've got Springfield and Garnet Valley, which are the class
and
of
Marple
the team.
Newtown.
And Marple Newtown. And then in the middle, you have teams like Strathaven,
Upper Darby,
and maybe Radnor.
Right.
So, I mean, there's three levels in this league. There's the elite, there's
this
the bottom,
year.
And
right.
this year, and then there's the middle.
Right.
But Strathaven is you can see each week them getting better and better. Their running game is good. It's very good. And I think they could pass if they needed to, which they really don't need to tonight. But if they're going to progress and then eventually in November get into some kind of playoff situation, they're going to have to put the ball in the air sometime.
Oh, there's no doubt. They're going to have to take opportunity. Otherwise, every team's going to be capable of coming and playing the box. Now, Conestoga resorted to the box because I think that's the basic fallback position for every team that plays Strathaven is play the box because the running game is their bread and butter. And that's what they did. And, you know, when you don't have the talent line, you don't have the strong blockers, that's an extremely effective method. But I think the reality is this year we have strong running backs, but as importantly, if not more importantly, we have a line that can really squeeze some openings. They may not be something you can drive a truck through, but these particular series of running backs, I mean, you know, Hussein is a bull, but you got guys like Daly and like P.O., you know, you give them a half a foot of space somewhere they can squeeze between somebody, and they'll take off for it and squeeze through. And then, you know, the downside to playing the box is you scoot through the front line, you juke around somebody who's a foot and a half away because he's playing so tight, and suddenly there's nothing but green in front of you.
You know who I like is John Francis. He's only a freshman.
Yep.
He's got blazing speed. He had a fumble. Didn't hurt them, but he did drop one of the kicks, and it was recovered. But he's only a freshman, Mike. He's only going to get bigger, stronger, and better. And I'm just imagining what he'll be like as a junior and senior.
P.O.'s a sophomore, right?
Yeah.
So, I mean, we got – you know, I don't want to start talking about 2018 and 2019
Not
too much.
Not when you're all my age. You don't talk that far ahead.
But hey, listen, I'm right behind you. But the reality is, you know, looking at the team this year, we got some good – capable talent both in running backs and in the front line. We're playing some solid defense. Are we going to Hershey this year?
No.
I don't think so.
But we might go if you want to take a ride.
Yeah, if we're going to take a ride up there. But the bottom line is we got a solid team, and I think my prediction is if we continue to improve and if we can win out, which would be great because that'll give us pretty much a home game. I think we make a stand.
I think that this team will get
a home now. Marple Newtown right now is beating Garnet Valley, so that's kind of – they may be either playing the game of their lives or, you know, they may go down
to
defeat.
I think we can get a home game in November.
But I think if we win out.
There's 16 teams in the
right,
playoffs. So
right.
So
we got to finish, you know,
eight or
higher. But with Marple Newtown, you know, and Springfield, they're both in our league, so we may face them again in the playoffs. But I think we can go a game or two for sure in the playoff system, and that would be the first time Haven's been able to get into a playoff game and win in quite a while, and I think that would be a great thrill for everybody.
You know, one other thing, of course, we're just talking ahead here. Number 7, Mr. Jake Fisher, junior quarterback. He's only going to shine more as a senior. When a lot of these underclassmen still on his team, I know we're looking ahead a little bit. We're just
chatting. That's okay.
Next year's team could be very special.
Oh, listen, the next couple of years could be very special. But speaking about futures, not quite so far out, so your Eagles are doing pretty much as you expected.
Right. Now, let me go back here now. I said before the opener that I was going to break the Eagles season down into three-game packages.
Right.
Remember we said that?
Right.
Okay. Last week was their fourth game. Unfortunately, I had a little mishap, and I couldn't make it last week. But let's review. I did say they would beat the Redskins.
Right. Lose to Kansas City.
Lose to Kansas City and then come back and beat the Giants, which they did.
Right.
Now, of course, games 4, 5, and 6, you don't know what I was going to say.
But you would never lie to us.
I would never lie.
Right.
But here's what 4, 5, and 6 were going to be. A very close win at L.A. against the Chargers, which they had. So you've got to trust me on that. This Sunday, a fairly easy win against the Arizona Cardinals.
Okay.
This Sunday. They have a three-day rest. They got to fly to Carolina to play the Panthers on Thursday night. That will be a loss. So after 6 games, they should have a 4-2 record.
Right.
And that's the way I look at it.
Okay.
So I'm 4-4, but the next 2 games, a win Sunday at the Link against the Cardinals and a loss down in Carolina Thursday night against the Panthers.
Okay, and start those calls to Vegas, folks.
Yeah.
And send 10% of your winnings to Pete Fulgenetti, care of havenfootball.net.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's good. And any real quick comments on the World Series?
Well, there is no World Series yet. The playoffs.
I understand.
There's so many teams in the playoffs.
Yeah.
It's really hard to say. I really think if you're going to say right now what 2 teams will be in the series, I think the Dodgers and the Indians will be there.
The Dodgers are going to come back, huh?
I think they will. They have a lot of pitching, and I think they'll eventually win out in the playoffs. And the Indians, I think, are the class of the league. And right now, I think the Indians will win it all.
Okay. Well, we'll keep talking about that because we have some weeks to go. In the meantime, we are here at Teamer Field at Conestoga High School on a beautiful Friday night. It's actually a little warm for this time of year, but it feels good, actually.
Hey, it's a game 60s. 7 in our – and our Strathaven jackets are still home.
Oh, yeah. We wore them a few weeks ago when it was really cold that one night.
That's an amazing thing. I've never gone 7
but
games.
But this very much feels like game 3 or so. It's not humid. It's comfortable. No wind.
Oh, it's beautiful.
So it's very, very nice. And, you know, you haven't been to a game yet. You got to get out. Boy, the weather's been terrific and the games have been great. So in any event, we're going to come back. Brian's busy on the phones and Twitter and all sorts of places on the computer checking on scores. Has some interesting scores for you. Meantime, it is Haven on top, 24-0 over Conestoga. We'll be back for the second half in just a little while. You are seeing the high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
Selling or buying a home is serious business, and for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520. Welcome back to the second half of tonight's Strathaven football game. Tonight's sponsors are Steve Tobbs, Allstate Insurance and Media, Auto, Home, and Life. You're in good hands with Allstate. The Delaware County Daily Times, all high school sports every day. If it happens in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times. Wilson's for all your oil and propane needs right here in Wallingford. AMF Auto Clinic, taking care of your cars since 1961. Located in Brookhaven on Edgemont Avenue. The Inn at Swarthmore, guest rooms, meeting space, and dining for breakfast, lunch, and dinner right in downtown Swarthmore. Rothman Institute at Riddle Hospital. Think Rothman first. Run again, play again. Sandy McCullough, your Century 21 Executive Group real estate broker, a lifelong Delaware County resident. Berman's Medical Supplies, the medical supplies you need when you need them. Now back to the second half with Brian Carroll, Pete Fulginetti, and Mike Mayer.
Welcome back to Teamer Field here at Conestoga High School, where homecoming has gone beautifully at halftime, but through the first 24 minutes, the Pioneers have had their troubles with just one first down achieved against a tough Strathaven defense tonight, and a 24-0 hole for the Pioneers to dig out of as we start the second half. So Panthers coaching staff back on the field. Players are making their way in that general direction momentarily. They're sitting kind of below us as we're working outside the booth tonight, but beautiful night to do it. We certainly had other years where it's been more troublesome to work outside in a rainstorm and other circumstances in years past, but no need for hockey sticks and tarps tonight. Building ourselves a little shanty, Mike.
It's, yeah, that's right. It's pretty remember nice. Those days.
Yep. So tonight it's a beautiful night for football and a great homecoming crowd here for Conestoga, and the Pioneers hoping to get something going here in the second half. But in the meantime, we do have score updates from around the Central League and the rest of District 1. We'll start in the Del Valle League. Big game for Interboro, who's had their troubles the last few weeks, but they lead Chichester at halftime 16-14. So Chichester at 3-2 in good position in the 5A playoff hunt right now. A win over Interboro would really solidify them, but if they drop tonight, it's tough sledding for Chichester the rest of that Del Valle schedule with some bigger schools in front of them. Staying in Delaware County, Springfield Delco all over Harrington, 35-0 as expected.
Not a shock.
That's a halftime score, and they'll be running clock in the second half. Haverford having more trouble than expected with 1-5 Lower Marion. 14-0, Haverford on top of Lower Marion. Two fumbles and an interception for Haverford, making mistakes in the first half, but still leading 14-0 and Lower Marion on top.
They had a tough week last week, so.
Yes. Speaking of tough weeks, Ridley's come off four of their last five that are tough, and tonight they just put together a methodical 16-play scoring drive right before halftime to lead Radnor 14-0. So, again, Ridley trying to bounce back, get themselves to 3-4. Radnor at 4-2, one more win probably gets them into the playoffs this year. And they do have, I don't remember if it's Lower Marion or Harrington coming up. So Radnor seems to be in good shape, even with three of their last four toughies on the schedule. Staying in Delaware County, Sun Valley at 3-3, leading 2-4 Octorara 28-14. Trying to get a Penwood Glen Mills score. That should be interesting. Penwood's been hot recently, but we don't have an update there. As I mentioned, they're still at halftime. Marple Newtown 24, Garnet Valley 17. Anthony Paoletti is 5 out of 6 throwing it, and Marlon Weathers near 100 yards already in the first half.
If that holds, that will be the shocker of the night, and certainly the headline tomorrow in the Daily Times.
Absolutely,
and maybe the Philadelphia Inquirer for high school section.
So, a couple other scores from a little further from home in Delaware County. North Penn, 27, CB East, 15. Upper Dublin, 14, Plymouth White Marsh, 7. Staying up in the division, Suburban 1 League momentarily there. Hatboro Horsham trying to do the Panthers a favor. Wissahickon with two wins at the 5A level, trying to stay in the playoff hunt, but Hatboro Horsham's up 14-6 on the Trojans at halftime. Also up in the Suburban 1 League, Abington 20, Council Rock North 0, Quakertown 34, Cheltenham 6. So staying up in suburban one, Pensbury and Truman, both 5-1. Big game up there tonight. 20-14.
Good game too.
Pensbury's up 20-14 on Truman. Over in the Chessmont, big game tonight. The Downingtown's going head to head. East and West, they're tied at 7. So Downingtown East at 6-0, really in the top 10 of most polls, having trouble with their neighborhood rival West, hanging tough. 3-3 record, but hey, the neighborhood dogfight always a toughie.
It's high school football, man.
Up in the Pac-10, well, now just the Pac, Pioneer Athletic Conference. Phoenixville looking for their first win of the season. They lead Pottstown 24-6. Pope John Paul trying to stay undefeated. They lead winless Upper Marion 28-0 at halftime. And a couple other scores. Another big one in the Chessmont with lots of 5A playoff implications. Unionville right now undefeated. They're in a top three seed at the moment. They are leading. I'm sorry. They are tied with Westchester Ruston. Ruston's 4-2.
Wow.
One of those losses to Garnet Valley in week one, but they also have a very talented running back who sat out the first four games, who's just back into the lineup. So Ruston, not to be slept on, 14-14 with undefeated Unionville at half. So we'll try to keep you posted on scores as we get updates from Twitter and everywhere else. But here, the story really, as we mentioned, Strathaven, one first down allowed in that first half. The defense did a fantastic job.
Yeah, and Stoga obviously found some kind of a ability with their passing game. I don't know whether it was because Haven just kind of fell asleep on the routes and just didn't think it was much of a threat. But I think I'm sure Clancy reinforced it that Haven, that Conestoga's got to come out and start throwing the ball, and they've got to score. They've got to score on their first possession, and whether it's on a long pass or grinding out on the ground with 10 plays really doesn't make a difference. They must get on the board at this stage of the game.
So, with the Panthers, with that in mind, just a quick look at the halftime stats. For Conestoga, your quarterback, Cameron Marcus, 4 out of 5 throwing it for 39 yards. And again, Mike, you mentioned he got into a little bit of a rhythm passing, but they were disrupted badly by a couple of penalties. They had a false start, and then an illegal substitution just crushed a drive that second and short turned into first and 25.
And then they had some horrific sack. They couldn't find anybody. And that's the thing. You know, you're going to count in the pass, and suddenly the front line's going to kind of light up and say, ooh, this could be fun if we can get through.
So Marcus was sacked twice in that first half. No running attack to speak of. Robinson with 3 carries for 4 yards. Amani Christopher with 3 carries for just 5 yards. And, again, four different receivers caught a pass for the Pioneers in the first half. Riley, 1 for 25. Bailey, 1 for 11. Kirk, 1 for 7. Christopher, 1 for -4. And that fumble where Belleville knocked it loose and Lee Holbert pounced on it. For Strathaven, nothing to speak of in the passing game. They've tried to find Dan Reeves 3 different times.
Yep.
He was open on 2 of them,
yep.
And they just couldn't connect. And one, he was well covered and just thrown out of bounds. So Fisher 0 for 3 throwing it in the first half. But on the ground, lots of different ball carriers here, and they've spread it around beautifully. Zach Hussein, 12 carries, 89 yards and 2 scores. Sean Daly, 8 carries for 58 yards and a score. O'Connor, 2 for 16. Pio, 4 for 45. Fisher, 4 for 40. And one team minus 1 on the fumbled snap. So, again, really, Strathaven has, you know, that adds, I'll try to do some quick math here. And you're looking at, you know, about almost 250 yards of total offense here for the Panthers.
I can get it for you
all
if you want,
on the ground.
Based on
yeah,
my
keep,
stats anyway.
You keep digging, and I'll see
I'll
if we can do with
there.
With Twitter here and see if we can get a score update. But in the meantime, the Panthers will have to kick it away to a member of the homecoming court at halftime, as it turns out. Number 2 is Sean Bailey. He was honored at halftime, and he'll stand deep alongside of Amani Christopher back near their 10-yard line. And ready to tee it up for a 5th time tonight is Emmett Young. He'll put it halfway between the hash marks at the 40 and ready to kick it away.
I've got net yards 262 versus 39.
There you go. That's about it.
Yep.
262.
Pretty much tells you.
All of it on the ground for Strathaven.
Right, and there's a couple plays that I probably didn't get in because of the fumble and some other stuff, so it's not exactly right, but it's close.
Emmett Young has it teed. And here we go, second half underway, 24-0 Strathaven. Low line drive kick, not his best effort, but it's going to take a high hop. And coming up the near sideline is number 4 before he's ripped down. That's Nick Cost, who's knocked down at the 40-yard line. So Emmett didn't get all of that one. And little bit of a shank gives Conestoga a first down at the 40-yard line. They'll snap it from the right hash and move left to right here as we start this third quarter. Morris, Prochniak, your inside backers. Conestoga opens with twins to the left. Tight end to the left as well. Offset eye to the left, and they run the toss that play to that way. Looking for room is Robinson, who lowers the shoulder, runs into Morris, Prochniak, and others. Holbert in to help as well. Forward progress will give him the 43. Second down and seven upcoming.
Ooh, somebody's hurt.
Who's that? Somebody's hurt for whom? Conestoga. Not a good sign there. All right, trainer on the field here. We've not identified who the injured Pioneer is just yet, but hoping for the best. Conestoga trailing 24-0 here. Downingtown East and West still tied at 7 as they start the third quarter there. Garnet Valley trailing 24-17, but will get the ball to start the second half. And Conestoga player
sitting up. That's a good sign.
Hard to, still haven't seen a number yet, as he's being attended to by the trainer and head coach Marquise Weeks. Panthers?
Number 10.
Okay. All right, so hope for the best here.
We get
James,
tweeted by
James
everybody.
Riley. Okay. James Riley on the ground at the moment. He had a big 25-yard catch. That's the best offensive play of the night for the Pioneers. Thank you to Mrs. Morris for the update. She's
right
over. She can see it from the visitors' sidelines over
yep
there. And
we got to make her a spotter, like she would kill us. Who made her sit with us? She sat with us one night, though. She
believe
it
or not, only has a handful of games left.
That's right.
Watching one of her sons play, which is hard to believe.
I wonder if she'll take an offer. Jen, you can hear this. Why don't you? Would you be an interested in offer for next year, working the booth,
there
maybe
you
on
go
the sidelines? Would
there
that be fun,
go
huh?
A little less stressful watching your sons run around, but we
that's
had Jake.
Right.
Jake is a 3-year starter, and now John, big contributor on the defense, varsity player the last couple of years, and had a big play tonight on a sack late in the second quarter. So good sign here. Walking off under his own power here is James Riley. We'll keep an eye on that for Conestoga, but second down and seven upcoming from the 43-yard line. Conestoga with good field position early in this third quarter. Still, though, trailing 24-0. Long way to go for Conestoga, but, hey, plenty of time on that clock. Brandell, split to the right, split to the left is Chris Condi. Offset eye again. Robinson, your tailback. Marcus under center. They give it to Robinson. Stretch play to this right side, and the Panthers blow it up quickly. Nice work there by Belleville, Ryan Morris, and others after a gain of just 2. Third down and 5. Robinson, 5 carries for just 9 yards. All right. Clock ticks on third down here. They're halfway between the hash marks right in the middle of the field and starting to get a little smoke screen over here from the concessions.
Yep. Nice. We'll have a burger, yep, please. Less right tomato, no onion.
10:56, 10:55 to play here in the third quarter and counting. Bailey split left, Brandell to the right. Marcus on 3rd and 5. They play fake. Back to pass. Looking. Down the middle he goes. He's got the big tight end who juggles it and then hangs on. Takes
ooh
the hit from Pio. But squeezing it at the 46-yard line of Strathaven is number 21, Jackson Ninnis. Ninnis with his first grab of the evening picks up the second first down of the night for Conestoga. Gain of 8 on the play. And that'll move the chains.
If Pio had hit him just a moment earlier, he was juggling the ball. That would have probably knocked it loose. But
yeah,
that was a good catch for him. That was really nicely done.
Marcus, the junior quarterback, 5 out of 6 throwing it now. Brandell split to the right. Condi to the left. Toss play, and the ball's on the ground. Scramble for it. Picked up by Belleville. Belleville's going to run away from people. The 40, 35, 30. They won't catch Ethan Belleville. He'll go 45 yards for the score, and the junior defensive end has thrown a dagger early in the third quarter.
And it just kills my stats.
They tried the toss to Robinson, who just didn't catch the lateral. Ball on the ground, and Belleville with a good heads-up play to keep going with it. He'll go 45 for the score. And the Panthers score on the defensive side for the first time this year.
Well, that didn't go the way they wanted.
10:05 to play here in the third quarter. And Belleville's had himself a whale of a game and really a heck of a season at defensive end. Fisher counting heads. He'll wait the snap and now whistle. Let's see here. I don't know. There's confusion on both sides on how many people are on the field. Conestoga got too many men on the field, and the referees are going to give him a break here and send the 12th man off. Fisher will take a knee. All right. We'll try again. Emmett Young out of the hold of Jake Fisher. 30-0 Strathaven, extra point pending. Awaits the snap from Chris Rossini. Ball snapped, spotted, kick is blocked. They came crashing through that time and nothing doing. No chance. As a big breakdown up front there, and nice work there for Conestoga on the blocked extra point. They'll get the offense back on the field momentarily, but Ethan Belleville going 45 for the score gives the Panthers a 30-point lead here early in the third. Be back in just a moment. Glad you're listening, live or on the archive, right here on havenfootball.net.
This broadcast is copyrighted by havenfootball.net for the private use of our listening audience. Any other use or reproduction of this broadcast without havenfootball.net's consent is prohibited.
This is Jack Hans. I'm the band director at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
All right. Twitter is updated, and now so is everybody else. The Panthers defense on the board for the first time this year. Ethan Belleville going 45 yards with a fumble recovery. 30-0 now. Strathaven on top. Emmett Young will kick it away. And we've seen some defensive scores here over the years. I remember Pat Fisher back in 2009 with an interception. I remember a couple of kick returns. Eric Frazier on defense. There's been no shortage of highlights from the defensive side of the ball here at Teamer Field for the Panthers over the years. It's just been a while. Haven't been here since 2013. It went well that night. It's going well tonight, too. 30-0 Strathaven.
We'll see. They may not invite us back after this.
High end over end kickoff from Emmett Young. He's going to come down to Bailey at the 7, up the left hash, now looking for room up the sideline, and he'll spin his way out of one tackle, and then Ryan Morris squashes him back at the 29. All right, well, they'll mark it down at the 28, and the Conestoga offense right back on the field, as is the Panther defense. So Conestoga was moving it reasonably well on their last possession. Started at the 40, had crossed midfield with a first down, and then just a mishandled lateral. Panther defense back out there. Tom Foster checks into the game at corner. Opposite Jais Davis. And they go with a pistol look. Shotgun here for Marcus. Two receivers either side. Motion man is Bailey. They give it to him on the jet sweep, and he is smothered. Belleville on first contact. Prochniak and Holbert in to clean up. Loss on the play. Back to the 26. So jet sweep not successful for the Pioneers on first down. They'll try it again here, second down and 12. Trying to keep you updated on other scores here. North Penn starting to stretch their lead now on CBE's 34-12. Garnet Valley has to punt it for the first time tonight, so still 24-17. Marple Newtown on top of the Jags. Bailey goes in motion again, same formation. Shotgun, back to pass, rolling left. Looking as Marcus, backside pressure, fires to the outside, and is incomplete, nearly intercepted. Hit Nick O'Connor right between the numbers, and he is frustrated.
Who's he throwing it to?
Let's see when he's coming back over. It was 19-7? Bailey. Hold on, number five was over there.
Okay, in five, okay.
Conti. But went right past Conti and nearly into the arms of O'Connor, who couldn't squeeze it. Still, third down and 12, Panther defense in good shape here, as Conestoga will snap it from there, 26. Good pressure again coming from Belleville that time to force Marcus into a release a little sooner than he wanted. Two receivers to either side. Back, offset to the right. Rolling is Marcus. Looking. Eyes downfield. Fires. It is juggled and intercepted. Intercepted is John Prochniak on the deflection. Hauls it in at the 41-yard line. In and out of the hands of the tight end. And Prochniak, with his first varsity interception, gives the Panthers the football at the Conestoga 40. A touchdown would run the clock the rest of the evening. So we'll see what the Panthers can do with it here on first and 10 at the 40-yard line. Tom Foster into the game for the first time. Tight end to the right, and the Panthers here are going to have too many men in the huddle. They're going to throw the flag, I would think, as Reeves left the huddle, just ran to the sideline. They're going to let him snap it. And back to pass is Fisher on the post pattern. Foster is out there. It is juggled and intercepted. Intercepted and coming the other way is Robinson. Foster on the backside makes the tackle with good hustle. That's Corey Nolan on the interception. 25, not 26. So Fisher, Panthers wanted to put an end to the evening there. Threw to Foster on the post. Ball a little bit underthrown. And the second interception of the year thrown by Jake Fisher, and just a tough night for the passing game. They'll have to work on that in the weeks ahead. 0 for 4 throwing it tonight, but the Panthers still with, just gave the ball right back at the 38-yard line. So the teams trade interceptions on back-to-back plays.
Sure, easy for you to say. You know what my stats look like?
Yeah, we'll figure that out over the
weekend. Oh, tonight, yeah.
Upper Darby 21, Pencrest 7. That's our first score update over there. Here, 30-0. Strathaven on top with 8:52 to play here in the third. All right. Marple Newtown and Garnet Valley just exchanged fumbles to start the second half. So turnovers coming out of locker rooms everywhere around District 1.
We got a timeout here.
And officials timeout or no? Conestoga calls timeout. All right. We'll take a short one with them. Be back in 30 seconds. Glad you're listening, either live or on the archive. Strathaven doing the job on the road tonight, 30-0, early in the third quarter. Still lots of football to be played here on HavenFootball.net.
You probably have a deductible of $500 on your car insurance. Why shouldn't it shrink each year you drive safely? Allstate thinks it should, down to nothing. Can you afford not to be in good hands?
Your local Allstate agent is Steve Taub in media. Give him a call at 610-566-3500 for all your insurance needs.
This is Ralph Lawler of the LA Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to Teamer Field. Strathaven 30, Conestoga nothing. And, there was an injured player.
Injured. Right, okay.
We couldn't see it when the players were standing. It was right here on the near sideline.
He's being helped off.
Tasher is being helped off. That's their starting tackle. So we'll hope the best for Noah Tasher for Conestoga. Not a good sign here as he's being helped off with by a coach and a couple of teammates here. All right, in the meantime, first and 10 Conestoga after the interception. At their own 38, three receivers to the left, one to the right. Marcus back, looking to that left side. He throws to the outside, completes to Bailey in the flat. Daly makes, had him for a moment, but then Bailey slips it for a gain of 8 before Morris, Foster, and others can corral him. Looked like they had him wrapped up momentarily, but give Bailey 8 on his second catch of the evening as they just fired to the outside. Marcus now with 55 yards passing, 6 completions out of 8 attempts. Conestoga likely to start throwing it a little bit more now. 2 receivers to either side. Stack formation to the right. Pistol, and the give is to the tailback, and this is Robinson up the middle. He's going to get maybe a yard. Holbert and Krause wrap him up. Didn't get much, but didn't need much. Give him 1 yard, and they'll move the chains on that far sideline. First down, Conestoga. Robinson, 6 carries for just 10 yards. Christopher, 3 carries for just 5 yards. Marcus, negative yardage on the evening with being sacked twice. First and 10 at their own 47. Conestoga trying to get on the board here midway through the third quarter. 2 receivers to the left. 2 to the right. Pistol formation again. Marcus is back, looking. He's going to fire it out to this near flat, and he's looking for room out here is Robinson. Flag on the play. Daly rides him out of bounds out at the Strathaven 44, but I think they're going to get a hold here. We'll see. They'll spot it at the Strathaven 44, and I think Conestoga is going to get dinged for a hold here. No, ineligible man downfield.
Wow.
All right. That's going to be a loss of down penalty as well. So they're going to march this off from the line of scrimmage and wipe out about a 7 or 8 yard gain there. So the Panthers giving up a little room in the flats, but again, just trying to, I think, avoid the big play, Mike. A lot of cover three right now and keep
right,
everything
keep
in front
of them. Right.
All right, first and 15, not a loss of down penalty. They'll set up with two receivers to the left, two to the right. Pistol look now for Marcus. Takes the snap. Looking. Pump fakes. Deep down the middle. P.O. is out there. It is incomplete. Bailey on the route. P.O. seemed to be in good position. The ball carried a little bit. Sailed over his head. Falls incomplete. So ball floated a little bit on Marcus, and P.O. kind of maybe misjudged that one a bit. Another step back, and he probably has himself an interception.
Right.
At any rate, second down and 15 and 7:30 to play here in the third quarter. Try to keep you posted on some other games. Perk Valley up on Springford 14-0 midway through the third. Here, pistol formation again. Marcus back again, looking to his left. Firing to the outside, has a man out there. It's complete and slinging down Bailey. Nice open field tackle by Sean Daly. Maybe a yard on the play. Maybe a yard if they're generous, but I don't think they are. No gain on the play to Bailey.
Yep.
That's a long throw to that far sideline for
nothing.
No real estate. All right. Good work by Daly, making a stop in the open field, and third and 15 now. See if the Panthers' pass rush can maybe get there this time. All right. Garnet Valley has sacked Anthony Paoletti in the end zone for a safety. Marple's lead cut to 24-19 in Garnet Valley to get the ball back. Here, third down and 15, rolling to his right. Has time. Marcus deep down the near sideline. Has a man out there and then coming over and nearly intercepting his Foster, but going down the near sideline for a touchdown is number 10, James Riley. Foster seemed to be in great position, swatted at it and missed, and the ball landed right in Riley's lap.
Touchdown.
There is a danger when you go for the ball rather than the play, and that's what happens. Nobody behind you, nobody to help you, and he just takes off.
57 yards on the score, and the Panther offense will have to keep their foot on the gas. The Panthers give up a big play on D there, and Marcus about doubled his yardage output there. 112 yards throwing it now. On for the extra point, high snap, nice work by the holder there to put it down, and pounding it through is number 30, Sam Williams. The left footer has cut the lead to 30-7. Panthers had a couple plays to make in the secondary, couldn't do it, and Conestoga makes them pay. 30-7, and the Panther offense getting the ball back when we come back on havenfootball.net.
Your car is probably your second biggest investment. And AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven wants to keep that investment in tip-top shape. AMF Auto Clinic has been maintaining automobiles since 1961, and they take pride in their work and in keeping your car in perfect running order. From inspections to general maintenance and repair, you can trust your auto investment to AMF Auto Clinic in Brookhaven. Call for an appointment today at 610-872-2167.
This is Ralph Lawler of the L.A. Clippers, and you're listening to high school football on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back. We're Conestoga has a little spark here. 57-yard touchdown pass from Cameron Marcus to number 10, James Riley. And they are on the board for the first time tonight. End over and kickoffs. Going to come to Ebo Pio, who takes it on a back pedal at the 7-yard line. Pio with running room momentarily. Going to bounce outside and cuts back inside across the 25 to the 28-yard line. And Panthers had a couple chances in the secondary to intercept or at least knock down a ball and couldn't quite make the play. And, hey, that happens sometimes. And good for Conestoga to keep fighting here. Down 30 points and now have cut it to 30-7. So we'll keep you posted on scores from elsewhere. But if I know Coach Clancy, my guess is they're going to keep this on the ground, on the ground, on the ground, on the ground.
I would think. Going to eat up clock and we'll just see. Try to score again here.
Foster split end to the right, double wing. Hussein in at fullback. On first down, Daly goes in motion. They run the toss play to Daly, looking for room, and he has some. Spins inside.
Ooh.
Is popped at the 32-yard line. A forward motion stop there and give Daly three. So Conestoga's defense was on the field most of that first half. Here came on for one play, had an interception, and now has to deal with the Strathaven offense again. They're going to give him the 33-yard line, call it second down and seven. Clock ticks. 5:55 and counting to play here in the third. Panthers go back to double tight ends, give it back to Hussein, and there, Conestoga waiting for him now. A little spark, as I said, for Conestoga. 10 men in the box. Panthers couldn't block them all that time, and Hussein for just a yard.
10 men tight in the box. I mean, it's really, this is where you throw that 7-yard pass, and there's nobody back there.
Panthers have put in the air 4 times tonight, 3 incompletions and an interception. See what they draw up here on third down and 7. Third and 6, rather. 2 tight ends again. Fisher, again, 10, 11 in the box now. Gives to Daly, looking for room. He's going to push the pile. Good leg strength for Daly. He's going to push this out to the 38, 39-yard line, and the punt team's going to come on.
Yep.
For the first time tonight. It's going to be fourth and about a yard. And the Panthers, for the first time tonight, will send Ryan Krause back there to punt it away. 4:56 and counting to play here in the third. Conestoga. They stand a man deep at the 30-yard line. That's Bailey. Good snap to Krause. No pressure. And he steps into one.
Ooh.
Off the side of his foot. Angling to that far sideline. And out of bounds it goes. There'll be no return, but Krause would like to have that one back. Line judge continuing to walk forward out near the midfield stripe, and they'll put it down right there on the 50, just a 13-yard punt, and Conestoga in business now, Mike, and Panthers defense got to step up.
Well, I'll tell you, in the offense, I mean, it's just a little conservative for me. You know, the game is not over, and to play like it is, you're just killing time. You know, they got in there third and four to go, and third and five, and really, you know, nothing around the ends, nothing around, just right up the middle, which is right into that 10-man wall.
Here we go. Shotgun look, backs on either side, and they give inside is to Robinson looking for room, but Daly says no. Absolutely perfect position for Daly to turn him inside to where he had help, and no gain on the play from Robinson. We're trying to teach our little flag football players about positioning your hips. Push the guy to the inside to where you have help.
You're more patient than
I am. Don't beat him
am.
Outside. And Daly did well right there. He's got a little more experience than the 9- and 10-year-olds I have right now. Two receivers to the right, one to the left. Backs on either hip of Marcus on 2nd and 10. From the midfield stripe, he's in the gun and back to pass. Looking, has time, fires over the middle, and behind his tight end at the Panther 35. Incomplete, it falls. Third down and 10 upcoming. As was looking for James Heyman.
Yeah, he was open.
He was. Ball just a little bit behind him.
Yeah, a little behind him.
All right.
Can you imagine if I went for a pass that was a little behind me? I'd probably be in traction.
End of the third quarter, Marple Newtown 24, Garnet Valley 19, but Garnet Valley second and goal at the Marple Newtown 4.
Whoa.
All right, receivers are split. Backs are split. Under center on 3rd and 10, and Marcus back to pass. Looking, firing to the outside, and he's got his man out there. Bailey makes the catch and has a first down in front of Jaiz Davis at the 36-yard line when they'll put it down. Gain of 13. As Bailey has his fourth catch of the night. So, Panther defense giving some ground here in this second half, but offense has not done their part yet. Panther offense with just 4 plays so far in this third quarter. An interception, then a 3-and-out. Clock ticks, 3:25 to play in the third. Strathaven still comfortably on top, 30-7, but a little less comfortable now that Conestoga has some jump in their step. I formation dotted by the tailback. Looking for room is Kirk, and he's belted at the line of scrimmage, falls forward for maybe a yard. Krause, Holbert, they're going to give him actually 2 yards down to the Panther 34. Second down and 8 from the 34. And the Panthers will be looking to keep things going here. Try to turn this into another third and long. Conestoga's done better on third down tonight, certainly in this third quarter, than they did over the prior 2 weeks. Shotgun look, backs to either side. Give is inside, and Robinson lowers his head and not much doing. Morris right there waiting for him. That's Ryan Morris right there waiting for him, along with 52 Lee Holbert. Call it maybe a yard for Robinson. Maybe a yard. Third down and 7, and probably 4 down territory here. So, you know, if you're Conestoga, I would think you're going to be content with, you know, get 3 or 4 here. You know, if you can get more than that, obviously that's great, but you might be looking to your tailback here for 3 or 4. Robinson dots the I. Turn. They fake to Robinson, now rolling to his right with time. Marcus all day to throw it. Steps up, backside pressure, and he fires to the near sideline, incomplete. In and out of the hands of Duffy, the fullback, with Daly right in his back pocket. So now 4th and 7. Pass rush for Strathaven, not quite getting there here in the third quarter. So nice job by the Conestoga line, especially without really hurt early in this third quarter was 66 Noah Teicher. So he just went in for a play, tried it, and he's back on the sideline now. So not good news there for the Pioneers. But here, 4th and 7, the Panthers trying to get off the field on defense. 2 receivers on the left, 1 to the right. Duffy, your single setback on 4th and 7. Panthers dropping 7 in coverage. Holbert on the rush. Back to rolling to his left. Marcus going to keep it now. Steps into the near sideline, and I think he has it.
Yep.
We'll see where they spot it. Or did he step out first? Nope, he stepped out of bounds first. Dove for the sticks, but he stepped out of bounds at the 28-yard line. Panthers will take over after a gain of 5 on the rush.
Well, that's disappointing for them, obviously.
Yeah, Panthers caught a break there, but I will say, give credit to the back 7 there. That was excellent coverage in the secondary those last 2 plays. He had all day to throw it and just couldn't find anybody. So the Panthers will snap it from their own 27-yard line on the right hash. Tom Foster in the game, and now timeout Conestoga. They were running all sorts of kids on and off. And with 1:43 to play in the third, we're going to take a short timeout with them. Stick with us. Panthers with a comfortable lead and the football when we come back right here on HavenFootball.net.
Berman's Medical Supplies specializes in urological supplies, including catheters. Berman's offers top-of-the-line products with discreet delivery. We deliver same-day to local residences and guarantee overnight shipping to anyone living outside of our delivery area. Our patient-centered customer service has established Berman's as one of the region's premier providers of urological supplies. For the medical supplies you need, when you need them, call toll-free at 844-800-5777.
This is Keith Jackson. You're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Welcome back to Teamer Field. Strathaven, 1st and 10 at their own 27-yard line, leading 30-7, 1:43 to play here in the third quarter. Tom Foster split end to the left. Wing T behind Fisher, who's under center. 10 men in the box in front of him. There is no free safety out there. Motion man is O'Connor. Give is to Hussein off left tackle, and he's going to carry tacklers. Bang down, but he's near first down yardage already. Good work there by Hussein. I think they're going to move the chains, just give him 10 yards. That's 100 more yards. 100 yards again here for Zach Hussein on 14 carries, 2 touchdowns. Panther fullbacks have looked awfully good for most of the season. Hussein in there at fullback again. Split end is Foster. Again, 10 men in the box. There is no deep safety. Just one corner in there. Wing to the right is O'Connor. Give is to Daly off the right side. He's going to keep it on the ground. He'll drive a man forward. Runs right through 77 Owen Snyder, who hangs on for dear life and pulls him down at the 47. So Daly picks up 7 more.
44.
Riley Shelton. Clock ticks, 45 seconds and counting to play here in the third quarter. Daly checks out. Ibo Pio checks in. And it brings up second down and almost four. Double wing, double tight end. Fisher under center. On second down and four, they run the jet sweep looking for room as Pio. He's got a little bit of room as he stretches forward to the 45. It's going to bring up third down and two. P.O. five carries for 47 yards on the jet. And the Panthers had, third and six in their last possession. Couldn't convert it. Here, third and two. Coming into tonight, they were 47% on third down. Trying to convert another one right here with two tight ends. Belleville to the left, Reeves to the right. And the clock has struck zero on the third quarter. So Coach Clancy and the Panthers will have another minute to talk it over. We'll take another minute with them. Thanks again to our sponsors for keeping us moving on havenfootball.net each week. Panthers cruising right now in the third, up 30-7. Be back for the fourth quarter in a moment on havenfootball.net.
Selling or buying a home is serious business. And for serious business, the key to your success is to work with an experienced agent. Century 21 agent Sandra McCulley has 15 years of real estate experience and is a lifelong resident of Delaware County. Sandra is a multi-million dollar producer and quality service award agent. Her three children are Strathaven graduates. Let Sandra's experience be your advantage in today's multifaceted real estate market. Call Sandra now to discuss your home buying or selling needs at 610-494-9520.
This is Jack Hans. I'm the band director at Strathaven High School, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Welcome back. Fourth quarter action. Brian Carroll bringing you play-by-play. Mike Mayer on the color commentary, engineering, and more. Pete Fulgenetti at halftime and doing the stats and spotting. Third and two. The Panthers at their own 45-yard line. Two tight ends, wing tee behind Fisher. They give it to Daly. Juggles the handoff momentarily. Disrupted the timing, and I think he is a yard short. Not much doing there for the Panthers. Now decision time. Do you go for it here, fourth and one? Or do you play it safe and kick it away? I think Coach Clancy wants to melt some clock here in the fourth quarter, and he's going to keep the offense on the field.
Well, he's got the time. I mean, he's at, beginning of the fourth quarter, so he's leading by a lot, so it makes some sense. And, of course, stopping high school for a yard is very, very tough.
All 11 men within 2 yards of the line of scrimmage for Conestoga. Fisher with a T formation behind him. He's going to keep it himself. Sneak, push, I don't know. Second effort, maybe. Let's see. Oh, there's Fisher at the bottom of the pile all the way out to the, oh, wow, unfortunate spot. And now a flag comes in late. I think he's got a first down even on what I think is a not a generous spot.
Ooh,
Fisher,
whoa,
seemed to come out at the 49-yard line when he stood up. They've got it back at the 47, but now we check the flag. Post-play, I think you're going to get a personal foul here against somebody.
Oh, first down,
and then a dead ball personal foul against, ooh, Conestoga. That's 15 more. So Fisher needed one. He barely got one. But it'll move it 15 yards on top of it to the Pioneers' 38-yard line. Costly penalty there for Conestoga from a yardage sense, but going for it on fourth down there is going to give the Panthers a chance to melt a little more clock at the very least. P.O. wing to the right. Two tight end set. Hussein is your fullback in the wing tee. On first and 10, they give it faith to Hussein now. Looking for room is P.O. Got some speed on that far edge. Going to turn the corner at the 30. Oh, great ankle tackle. Or P.O. would score, but he'll pick up 12 instead. Terrific open field tackle. Who is that? Number 20. Turner, young man, face me a minute. Is that 25 on the tackle? That was Nolan. Corey Nolan with an ankle tackle saves a touchdown as P.O. was a shoestring away. Six carries for 59 yards for the sophomore. Luke Healy pulling again out there, and Panthers have run that very well tonight. O'Connor wing to the right. Two tight ends again. From the 26, they'll snap it on first and 10 at the left hash. Give is to Daly, looking for running room into the secondary. He goes, and give him eight more. Daly tripped up at the 17. I'll call it the 18. So, yeah, give him eight. I was right the first time. 77 yards for Sean Daly and a touchdown on 12 totes tonight. Clock ticks. We'll be inside of 10 minutes. Quick score update. Garnet Valley scored on fourth and goal from the 5 to go up 27-24 now on Marple Newtown. They're early in the fourth quarter there as well. Springfield on top of Harrington, 42-8. Here, second and 2. Daly goes in motion. They play fake. Back to pass. Looking. Fisher with time. A man wide open. It's going to be underthrown, but coming back to get it.
No.
And incomplete is Dan Reeves. Reeves came back to get it. Couldn't secure it at the goal line. And it falls incomplete.
He's really taken too long to throw that ball. He was open for a while. It's just thrown him and let him.
Been a tough night for the passing game. Some passes underthrown as well. Just let it fly, Jake.
Underthrown.
He's got the arm to do it.
His timing is late. Let it go, babe.
But, if there's a night to have a tough night, which when
you've got a
three-touchdown lead here in the fourth quarter, but you'd like to see that get on track. He and Reeves had quite a connection going over the last several weeks. Here, second down and third down and short now. Give is to Hussein off the left tackle. He's going to carry people for a first down yardage to about the 15. Gain of 3 for Hussein. Will pick up another Panther first down and a fresh set of downs with 9:23 and counting to play here in regulation. Panthers methodical on offense tonight. Had some big runs in the, 15, 20-yard range, but just ground and pound. And the defense has done the trick, including a touchdown to start the second half by Ethan Belleville. Here, first and 10 from the 14. Fisher under center. Back to pass, little pop pass, and it is intercepted for a second time. Fired over the middle, and it's intercepted by the inside linebacker. Read very well. Come out of the pile, young man. Who is that? All right, number 44. I thought that's who got it. Pete Hewitt on the grab, and now a flag comes in late post-play here. So post-possession, and I'm guessing that Strathaven's going to get dinged for a personal foul here. Walking towards the sideline, I think someone might have said something unpleasant. 8:58 to play in regulation. Third turnover of the evening for the Panthers. Fumbled snap, 2 interceptions. So, we said Conestoga, for all of their defensive troubles, giving up points, giving up yards, they're opportunistic. They forced multiple turnovers now in 4 straight games after tonight. So the Panther defense has to come up big again. Brandell split to the left, splits to either side. Back to pass. Fire into this near flat, and it is caught out here for a gain of about 8 before Sean Daly slings number 10 out of bounds, and good to see Riley back in the game. Riley left earlier with an injury, but he's out to the 38-yard line, brings up second down and 3. Riley, 3 catches now for 89 yards and the Conestoga touchdown. Daly on the stop. Brings up second down and 3. Marcus on his 15th pass attempt of the evening. Sends trips left. Sorry, trips right. 1 to the left. Back to pass again. Good pressure this time from Belleville, who's got him! Grabbed him by the shoulder and slung him down with one hand. Nice work there by Belleville. He's been fantastic tonight. Drops him back at the 33. Loss of 5 on the play, and it's 3rd and 8. He is fun to watch when he gets ahead of steam, doesn't he?
Oh, yeah. Of course, I'd like to watch him. I'm so busy with the stats right now, I can't.
You remember when Conestoga would never huddle? At least they're giving you 20 seconds now between plays. All right, 3rd and 8. 2 receivers to either side. Robinson in the backfield. Back to pass. Looking for a room is Marcus. He's going to step inside and keep it himself. He's going to fake inside and dive his way out to the midfield stripe. Looked for a moment like he might slide.
Yeah.
And instead, just kept things going to the Strathaven 49-yard line. Give him 18 and a first down. All right. Conestoga, fresh set of downs now. Inside of 8 minutes to play in regulation, 30-7 Strathaven. Conestoga broke the huddle with 12 men again. I think they're going to get away with it. 2 receivers to either side. Robinson in the pistol. Back is Marcus. Looking to the flat. It's deflected immediately. Belleville guess who, right at the line of scrimmage, got his left paw on it and swats it away. Second and 10 from midfield, from 49. Radnor has scored, 3:38 to play in the fourth quarter. That's a one-score game at Ridley. Ridley,
really?
14, Radnor 6.
Oh.
Marlon Weathers has scored for Marple Newtown. 31-27, Marple on top of Garnet Valley. Still seven minutes to go in that one. Two receivers either side. Pistol look here for Marcus on second and 10. Pump fake. Looks. Fires over the middle and is deflected in the air and nearly intercepted, incomplete. Prochniak had it bounce off him. Pio and Foster hunting for it. Couldn't come up with it. Brings up third down and 10. Certainly four down territory here for Conestoga.
Yeah, if nothing other than a timing factor.
Yep.
Is it raining out here, or am I just imagining things?
I think it gets getting a little drip
spitting
here and there,
yeah,
which is always fun around.
We have nothing for our
table
equipment,
full of
electronics, right?
All right. Two receivers to either side. On third and 10, Marcus is back again. Looking. Going to fire to the flat. Incomplete it goes. I don't know if Belleville got a hand on him or not, but now they're going to bring the punt team on. Belleville with backside pressure. I don't know if Marcus was trying to pull the ball back, changed his mind on the release, or...
And that was very close to a lateral to boot.
It's possible that Belleville got a hand on it. We'll check the film later, but either way, Pioneers have had no answers for number 44 tonight at defensive end. Foster and Daly await the punt. Number 21, Ninnis, awaits the snap at his 40-yard line. Steps into one. It's angling towards Daly, who signals fair catch and makes it at his 14-yard line. So a long field in front of him. Nice kick there from Ninnis. 35 on the punt, no return. And the Panthers with a 30-7 lead, 7:23 to play here in regulation. Trying to milk some clock here. Interborough starting to pull away now. A two-score game against Chichester, 31-20. So Chichester in danger of falling to 3-3. Haverford 27, Lower Marion nothing after three quarters. So the Fords starting to get on track. Vanguards, wow. Sun Valley on top of Octorara, 42-14. Not unexpected, but
yeah, a little overwhelming.
Sun Valley's going to have themselves five or six wins, I would guess, by the end of this thing.
Yep.
Fisher out of the wing tee on first down gives to O'Connor, who sheds a tackle in the backfield and drives out to the 19 for six. Second and four upcoming is O'Connor. Now three carries for 22 yards, unofficially. Substitutions for Conestoga here. Garnet Valley, first down at the Marple Newtown 34. They trail by four points, but they are driving yet again.
Well, that may be a game I go home and listen to tonight, or watch, I guess they put on YouTube.
Fun stuff here, though, for the Panthers. Second and four at the 19. Two tight ends, wing to the left is Daly. Fisher under center. Play fake, back, and is going to roll to his right. Trying to blow bootleg here. He's going to spin away from one man, two men. Can't get away from four at a time, though. He'll still fall to the 20-yard line for a yard and brings up third down and three.
And that play's been working all night long, but it sure didn't work that time.
Conestoga keen to the bootleg that time, and Panthers will snap it from their 20 at the right hash now. Be at about 6 minutes to play in regulation once they snap it. Fisher brings in the play to the huddle. Third down and three. Panthers, again, will host Upper Darby next week. Upper Darby, at last glance, was up 21-7 tonight. We'll see if we can get an update there momentarily. Here, third and three. Panthers trying to move the chains again. Give is to O'Connor, looking for room off the left side. He drives his way forward to, I think, first down yardage. We'll see. Check the spot. Yep. Needed three. Got four. They move the chains. And a chance now for the Panthers to run probably another 3 or 4 minutes off the clock, I would think, if they keep it on the ground.
Yep.
Foster checks in. Daly checks out. Dan Reeves will set up as a tight end here. Perk Valley stretching their lead on Springford now, 28-0. Perk Valley about to take control of that Pac-10 conference again. Here, Tight end to the left is Foster. Back to pass, looking, and now they want it all. Foster is out there, has a man. He's got it. He's pulling away on his feet at the 30. 25-20, the first completion of the night. Will go 76 yards to pay dirt. And the Panthers throw the dagger with 5:08 to play in the fourth.
That was one amazing pass and catch.
Just off the mark for much of the night, Fisher steps up and delivers a beauty. And Foster, who went without a reception last week, had a hard time squeezing it against Pencrest, had a great play right there, getting free, hauling it in over the shoulder, and breaking a tackle. 76 for the score.
Well, simply amazing.
Well done there with 5:08 to play. Emmett Young on to attempt the extra point. He had his last one blocked, trying to stretch the lead back to 30. Fisher will hold. Ball spotted. Kick is away and good. And injured Pioneer here. No, he's okay. Good sign there. Getting up on his own is Nicholas Cost. All right. Panthers will kick it away. And when we come back, the lead is back to 30. 37-7 as Foster and Fisher connect on HavenFootball.net.
Nobody covers the Delaware County high school sports scene like the Delaware County Daily Times. No matter what the season or the type of sport, from football to soccer to lacrosse to wrestling to track to basketball and baseball, virtually every high school sport for every high school in the Delaware County. For complete coverage of today's games, pick up your copy of the Delaware County Daily Times wherever newspapers are sold, or go online at www.delcotimes.com. If it happened in Delaware County, it's in the Delaware County Daily Times.
This is Keith Jackson reminding you you're listening to High School Football right here on HavenFootball.net.
Strathaven throws a dagger there. 37-7 now, 5:08 to play here in regulation, and Conestoga will get the offense back on the field momentarily, but it was a tough night throwing the football. Have had a couple of several near misses, an interception. But Jake Fisher connects with Tom Foster for 76 and a score with just over five minutes to play here in the fourth. Emmett Young steps into it, heads a high, short end-over-end kick, and running into his own man at the 23-yard line is Robinson, but he's going to reverse field, come back to this left side. He turns upfield at the 35 and tumbles across the 40. Daly hangs on and makes the stop, and now there's a flag back at the 48-yard line, then another flag here at the 38. So flag's about 15 yards apart, and we'll see what happens in a moment. All right, referees will sort it out. Garnett, third and one at the Marple 7 with 3 minutes left. 31-27, Marple Newtown on top, and Garnett Valley is threatening again. Personal foul Strathaven, that's our second of the night. That, all right, personal fouls on both teams, they offset. Conestoga takes over at the 41, so that will not make Coach Clancy happy. Personal fouls, there was one last week, two now tonight, and it will frustrate him to no end. All right, here we go. Under center is Marcus, offset eye behind him. Receivers are split. Marcus, five-step drop, looking, fires over the middle. It's intercepted by Ryan Morris. His second of the season is going to turn upfield at the 40, and Morris drives into the down to the 38-yard line. Second pick of the night for the Panther D. Third turnover in all, and Ryan Morris, his second pick of the year. He's had a tremendous season, tackle after tackle after tackle, and now the Panthers will put in the reserves. All right, mass substitutions here. Jais Davis will run the offense. Evan Blake in there. Arian Ford. Number 64, Matt Dowdy. 54 is Alex Shahadi. John Francis in the backfield. James Harper in the backfield. And Coach Clancy's going to call timeout and get this offense situated.
I called him and told him I needed a timeout because I got to get my stats put together.
There it is. So. It's all about you,
Mike. It's all
Mike.
About me.
All
it's
about Mike. So, in the meantime, we're going to keep it right here.
Okay.
And talk through some other score updates. Cole Palace has come into the game for Garnet Valley in relief of Matt Hamby. Scores on a 7-yard keeper. Garnet Valley on top now, 34-31 over Marple Newtown. Still 2:59 left to play in regulation for Paoletti and the Tigers. So So that's shaping up to be the game of the year so far in Delaware County. Back and forth they've gone. Paoletti and Marple trailing by three with just over 3 minutes, or just under 3 minutes to play. Of course, Garnet Valley ran to the District 1 final at 6A last year as a 10 seed.
Yeah, they were Cinderella team. Yeah.
They're still in great shape regardless of what happens there. It would be a magnificent win for Marple, but here we go. Under center is Jais Davis. Davis, two tight ends, and a wing tee behind him. They give it to Harper, the fullback. James Harper carries for two at the down to the 36-yard line. So Harper missed a game a couple weeks ago, but came back for the JV game in Pencrest and now is healthy again. Good news there. In at center is Chris Tagliaterra. Davis talks to Arian Ford here, sets him up as a tight end to the left. Blake, tight end to the right. On second down and eight. Jais Davis stumbles off coming out of center, but gives to John Francis, who bounces out to his right, spins his way forward, and the freshman takes it to the 28-yard line. I'm sorry, 30. I was getting ahead of myself. It's the 33, and then a flag comes in late here, and I think you're going to get another unsportsmanlike call against Conestoga. They've had their share tonight as well.
Well, it's got to be very frustrating, but that's really no excuse, guys. You got to keep your head.
Francis is going to go for 5 yards there, and then they're going to tack on 15 more and give the Panthers another first down. All right. Conestoga with many of their regulars still in there on defense. 37-7 is your score. Strathaven's, many of these guys will play in the JV game on Monday. Number 20 is in the game. That's Perry Sosi. He is going to set up as a wing back here. In at left tackle is Jack Henry. Blake, tight end to the right, Ford to the left. Sosi, Harper, and Francis are the backs. Davis turns and gives to Sosi, or to Harper, rather, who shakes and bakes to the 15-yard line. Gain of three. Clock ticks. 3:25 and counting to play here in the fourth. Strathaven leading 37-7 with just over three minutes to play. All right. Game over. We've gone final down at Ridley. Ridley 14, Radnor 6. So
okay.
Well, a win is a win is a win. If you're involved with Ridley this year, they'll take it. All right. Second down and seven. Davis under center. He turns and gives to Francis, looking for room off the right side. Not much doing. Francis going to get banged down at about the 16. Loss of a yard on the play. It'll bring up third down and seven. Good work there by the pursuit of the Conestoga defense, who's starting to substitute a little bit as well. They'll snap it from the right hash at the 16-yard line. Upper Darby, last we heard, was up two scores. And it'll be a battle next week.
They're
going to run into one of the best athletes in the Central League. Josh Gouch, quarterback for Upper Darby, has been tough to stop for most teams this year. And Panthers will deal with a dual-threat quarterback a week from now. But here, still 2:16 to play. Jais Davis is under center. Harper at fullback on third and seven. All 11 men in the box. Gives to Francis, looking for him off the left side. Nobody in front of him. They won't catch him. John Francis for his second touchdown in as many weeks. He goes 15 yards on the sweep. Touchdown, Panthers, with 2:01 to play.
That was quite a run. He really turned on the Jets on that one.
This young man has speed to burn. And he's going to be fun to watch, we hope, for a long time. But 15 yards there. He busted one for 43 and a score a week ago. So the Panthers on to attempt the extra point, 43-7. With Emmett Young going to try again. Emmett has pounded a field goal through and five extra points. Looking for another one here. Ball spotted by Fisher. Kick is away. Plenty of leg and good. So, timeout on the field. We'll take a short timeout with them. Conestoga will get the football back one more time here. Stick with us. We'll be back in just a moment on HavenFootball.net.
The wonderful Inn at Swarthmore is now open and serving the Delaware County community with wonderful overnight lodging, as well as the fabulous Broad Table Tavern for breakfast, lunch, and dinner, with extended meeting rooms suitable for business, weddings, and other gatherings from 2 to 150 people. Visit us today to experience the Inn at Swarthmore, right next to Swarthmore College and a proud part of downtown Swarthmore, located on Route 320. Call us for dining reservations at 610-543-7500.
This is CBS 3 Sports Director Beasley Reese, and you're listening to High School Football on www.havenfootball.net.
Welcome back to Teamer Field here at Conestoga. We have an injured player for Conestoga. Not good there. Looks like Riley DeShetler, I believe, is, I thought I saw 32 down there, injured on the extra point. So everybody on one knee here, hoping for the best here after the extra point. Not often you see an injury on an extra point, but let's hope nothing serious here for Conestoga. At any rate, some other updates here. Marple Newtown with fourth and long upcoming, trying to stay alive against Garnet Valley. Let's see here. We'll try to. So there's apparently 124 remaining in the game, says the Tigers Radio Network. Did they try for a field goal and miss, maybe? 43-yard field goal attempt, no good. Garnet Valley takes over with 1:24 to play and a three-point lead. So Marple nearly tied it in the final minute.
43-yard field goal attempt. That's big league stuff.
Yeah, yep. But Paoletti was sacked on third down. It turned it into fourth and long, and they decided to go for the long field goal. All right, injured player coming off is 36, Bobby Cantando. So hoping for the best for him here. He's hobbled, but under his own power. So good sign, I hope. All right, Emmett Young will kick it away for the Panthers here with 2:01 to play here in regulation. Panthers about to move to 4-3 on the season. And Conestoga about to fall to 1-6. But Panthers over 500 again for the first time in a few weeks. Upper Darby a week from now, Radnor a week after that, and then we'll finish in week 10 against Marple Newtown. But Garnet Valley, you know, barring a turnover or something crazy.
Yeah, we don't have any
should
timeouts.
There's two timeouts left for Marple, apparently.
Okay.
They can stop it twice. But here, Emmett Young ready to kick it away. Low squib kick. It's going to come up off one of the up men. It's going to be a scramble for it. And nice play there by number 38, Cantando.
Was it 36 or 38?
Well, there's 36. Looked like there were two 36.
38?
36 came off on an injury, and it's a different guy who landed on the football there.
Oh,
all right. Panther defense with some substitutions now. In on the defensive line, Jake Shaw, along with Alex Shahadi and Jack Henry. Into the secondary comes Zach McFetridge on the corner. He's opposite Zane Mazur. Number 51 in at free safety, that's Zach Mongan. Inside backers, Perry Sosi. And 53, Chris Tagliaterra. James Harper and Evan Blake on the outside. Shahadi at defensive end. 64 at defensive tackle is Matt Dowdy. First carry of the night for number 24 for Conestoga goes to Luke Ditton. Ditton on the carry for a few. It's going to bring up second down and six. Conestoga really could get nothing going in the run game. Christopher just 5 yards, yep. 11 yards for Robinson. A couple of scrambles from the quarterback was really all they could get going. In a quarterback now for Conestoga is number 8 and turns and gives to Ditton one more time. Ditton with first down yardage out to the 45 before he's wrapped up by 64, Matt Dowdy. So a gain of 11 on the play for Ditton. He has 17 yards in the final minute here. Clock ticks, 52, 51, and counting here in the fourth. So Strathaven with a fourth win tonight, well on their way to solidifying a playoff berth at the 5A level.
And other than some mistakes, played a pretty good, a very dominating game.
Three turnovers, some personal foul penalties post-play will never make any coach happy. So certainly things to clean up. But here on first and 10 from the 45, Conestoga back to pass. Looking. Shahadi's got him by the shirt tail for a sack. Panthers drop him back at the 38-yard line. And Alex Shahadi may have just ended it right there. 10 seconds, 9 seconds. The ball will not be snapped again, and why not? Panthers with a big play on defense to end it. They were terrific all night with a pass rush, forcing turnovers, even scoring on a fumble recovery. Ethan Belleville broke it open early in the third quarter, and the Panthers never looked back. 44-7 is your final. The Panthers getting the job done in Berwyn tonight. Stick with us. We'll be back in just a moment for a quick wrap-up and a whole lot more. Glad you're joining us, either live or on the archive. Panthers win it tonight on havenfootball.net.
Wherever weights are racked, rackets are swung.
To move is to live. And wherever you find bodies in motion, you'll find people who've rebuilt their lives with the help of Rothman Institute.
Balls are pitched, skates are laced.
More bones repaired, more joints replaced. No body in our region has done more for more bodies than Rothman.
Lawns are mowed, swings are pushed.
So when you're ready to run again, ride again, move again, live again, think Rothman first. RothmanInstitute.com.
This is Dan Connor, Strathaven class of 2004, NFL linebacker, and you're listening to high school football right here on havenfootball.net.
Welcome back. We've gone final here, 44-7, Strathaven over Conestoga. They've gone final over in Glen Mills. Garnet Valley hangs on, 34-31 over Marple Newtown. So they stay undefeated. Springfield stays undefeated at the top of the Central League. Ridley off the schneid with a win tonight over Radnor. Radnor, tough part of their schedule upcoming. They will drop in the 5A rankings. Strathaven will move up after a win tonight over a 6A school. Chichester was trailing Interboro. They will likely drop. Oxford, we still need an update there. But, again, it's still a lot of football to be played over the final 3 weeks, and Strathaven just has to feel good tonight that they've put together a little winning streak, Mike.
Absolutely, absolutely. They're improving. I mean, there's some things they have to work on. The ball handling was less than stellar through some interceptions. I think Fisher's got to work on his timing of his passes. They were a little bit off tonight. Those are not things you're going to get away with against a team like Upper Darby next week. So
right,
they're going to have to go into the – and sometimes, you know, you have a down week because you figure you're going to win. You don't play as hard. You don't practice as hard. Your timing's off. This was not a bad night to have a difficult game. So while it wasn't difficult on the scoreboard, there's some things that have to be cleaned up. Next week, they're going to have their A game. It's going to be brought into this thing and do a number on Upper Darby, because Upper Darby will eat you alive if you give them half a chance. So
their defense is awfully tough. They are going to bring a pass rush that we've not seen yet this year. They held Garnet Valley in check to the tune of 22 points. There's a lot to worry about with the Royals coming to town next week. But that being said, the Panthers, you put 44 points up on an off night. Hey, and after a week after putting 40-something on Pencrest, the offense
right
has been really
that's
very,
right, same
very
score
good
2 weeks in a row.
That's right. That's right. So, again, it's been a good little stretch here for Coach Kevin Clancy in the offense. 298 wins for Coach Clancy.
Right.
So
well,
can we guess when or if or how they're going to get the 300 for
him? I would say in the next 2 weeks.
I would hope so. Yep. I would hope so. A win over Upper Darby could make sure they get it done against Radnor. If not next week, then we'll see. Maybe it's week 9. Maybe it's week 10. Maybe it's a playoff game. Who knows? But the Panthers, lots still to play for moving ahead. Good luck to Coach Weeks and the Pioneers in the weeks ahead as well. Thank you to everybody at Conestoga for getting us set up outside the press box here tonight. Thank you for listening, either live or on the archive. Thanks to great to have Pete Fulginetti back, and we'll see him again next week. Great job on the halftime show and more. We will have stats and updates and the play of the game feature and so much more in the days ahead, so make sure you're checking out havenfootball.net throughout the week for game updates and everything else. So glad you are joining us live on the archive. Mike Mayer, great job tonight as always. Thanks again for the stats, the spotting, the engineering,
and
the color
of course
commentary.
Your game calling is par excellence. So.
Well, I don't know what that means, but yeah.
Okay, it means very
just
good.
Yeah,
okay.
I got it. I'm just kidding. I got you. Anyway, it's been fun. So final score tonight, Strathaven 44, Conestoga 7. Got the job done on the road again, did the Panthers. We'll try it again at home next week. Brian Carroll signing off. Good night, everybody, and great football.
This internet broadcast has been a production of HavenFootball.net Incorporated. All rights are reserved. Thanks for listening, and good night.